Out to the 46, first down play, screen left for the wide receiver. At sideline, 40-yard line, in the open field, 30. It's a foot race, 20. Broke a tackle, 10, 55. Goal line, touchdown, Moorhead State.
It's time for Moorhead State University football on the Eagle Sports Network. MSU football broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Moorhead, Giovanni's, MSU, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, the Kentucky Lottery, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. By Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass Pawn, Clark's Pump and Shop, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hardee's, Hinton Mills, Hothead Salon, Linex of Moorhead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Your Healy Family McDonald's, Moorhead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Reno's Roadhouse, Right Way Auto Glass, St. Clair Healthcare, Wendy's of Moorhead, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Stay tuned. Kickoff is minutes away on the Eagle Sports Network.
Goal line leap and catch. Touchdown, Moorhead State. And good afternoon. It's been a few weeks, but the Moorhead State football team is back inside the friendly confines of Jane Stadium. Today, the Eagles play game two of their Pioneer Football League schedule as they host Drake. Hi again, everyone. I'm Chuck Meraz, along with analyst Jason Blanton and field reporter Tom Lewis. After last Saturday's heartbreaking loss at conference favorite St. Thomas, MSU will be looking for a little payback this afternoon against a struggling Drake squad. The Bulldogs are off to an 0-3 start, giving up an average of 51 points in each of their defeats. Their goal today is to get their season back on track at the expense of Moorhead State. Well, stay tuned. We'll continue our pregame show in 2 minutes here on the Eagle Sports Network.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers totally free checking for business and personal. Open your account online at www.tcbanytime.com or stop by any of our 5 banking locations to get your totally free account open today. The Citizens Bank, with totally free checking for everyone and a free gift. Member FDIC.
The views are breathtaking. The experience is hands-on. The instruction is personal. The programs are nationally ranked. The atmosphere is welcoming. It's all here. All in one unique place at Moorhead State University. All to help you soar higher.
Can't make it to the store? Play the Kentucky Lottery online, any time of the day or night, anywhere you are in Kentucky. Just download the Kentucky Lottery app or play at kylottery.com. You decide where and when you want to play. Play the Kentucky Lottery online, anywhere, anytime. More games, more chances to win. Hey, anytime is playtime. The Kentucky Lottery, fueling more than $4.4 billion in scholarships and grants. And please play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
We know you'd rather not be listening to an ad, but if you have to, a mini ad is better. Maybe even a Pepsi mini ad. Still all the flavor of the full-size thing, just minier. Pepsi Minis. That's what I like.
Pepsi Zero Sugar has a new, better flavor. A Zero Sugar Cola has never tasted this good. It's delicious, it's refreshing, and it's so good you'll need to try it for yourself. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Zero never tasted so good. That's what I like.
Welcome back to the pregame show. Moorhead State at home today, taking on Drake for PFL action. I'm Chuck Meraz, joined by senior wide receiver Kyle Daly from Spark Hill, New York. Well, Kyle, your ball club's coming off a tough loss in the conference opener against St. Thomas. What's been the talk around the locker room this week?
Obviously, we fell short of our goal, which was obviously to win. But, you know, we had a lot of good plays and bad plays. And it's just about learning from the bad plays and just growing from there, you know. It's all about learning, moving forward.
I'll ask you this. Has the loss been a motivator in a sense?
Yeah, it's definitely been a motivator. You know, the locker room, The morale's been higher. It's probably our best week of practice we've had yet. You know, we're all motivated.
You lead the Eagles right now with 14 receptions. You had six the other day at St. Thomas, 107 yards, a touchdown. Do you feel like right now you're in pretty good sync with quarterback Carter Cravens?
Yeah, I mean, when you got a quarterback like Carter Cravens putting it on my chest every time, I mean, I don't really have to do much. You know, he's the guy for us, and we're rocking with him.
Well, I know that your first year, you caught three passes for about 120 yards and two touchdowns. It sounds almost like your production's falling off a little bit.
Yeah, that's tough to beat.
From a development standpoint, where's the offense right now?
Development standpoint, we're at a very good point. You know, we're happy where we're at, but not satisfied. We still got a lot of growing room. We could improve in so many places, but, you know, we're putting up 30 points a game right now. We're shooting for 40 to 50.
What's the biggest next step for the offense then?
The next step for the offense is every 1-11 doing their job, because right now it seems we've always had one person not doing their job, and we're just, like, trying to figure that out.
Well, you're facing an 0-3 Drake team. Your ball club's 1-2, 0-1 in conference, and it sounds like this could be a battle of two teams that are very hungry for a victory.
Exactly. I mean, they're 0-3, but, I mean, we're 1-2, and we have a non-conference win. So we're basically, you know what I'm saying, we're not going to take them lightly. They're not taking us lightly, and it's going to be a good game.
How do you assess the Drake defense?
They got a strong box, and, you know, we want to assess the run and pass when we can.
Is this a situation where I know they blitz quite a bit, that you feel like you can pick up some big plays?
Yeah, definitely. That's something our offense has been really good on, too, is picking up those big chunk plays. We've had four-plus 25-yard plays in each of our games. So,
as a senior, you're a veteran, obviously. You've been around for a while. Have you talked to some of the younger guys? I mean, as we talked about, it was a tough loss last week. You said, hey, man, you got to just stay the course.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, heads were low in the locker room, but, you know, it's all about picking each other up and just moving on to the next game and just keep fighting from here.
How big would a victory over Drake be?
A victory over Drake would be huge, just for the morale of the team, just everyone, just bring us all together. And I mean, it's looking good right now. We've had a great week of practice, and we're looking forward to it.
Well, I promised you a hot seat question. Everybody who comes on as a player gets a hot seat question, so here's yours. Now, you're from Spark Hill, New York, correct?
Yes, sir.
That's only about a half an hour from downtown New York City, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Right. So you've been in the city a number of times, right?
Correct.
All right. So my question is, if King Kong and Godzilla had a fight for control of New York City, who would win and why?
I've never seen Godzilla, so that might sound crazy, but I'm going with King Kong just because that was one of the greatest movies ever.
Well, and you're talking about, though, in Godzilla, fire-breathing, large dragon-type guy. So, I mean, it could be a pretty good battle.
King Kong's got the heart, though.
Well, it also, there's going to be a lot of property damage involved in a fight between two giant monsters. What goes down first? The Empire State Building or Yankee Stadium?
Oh, God. Well, I'm a Yankees fan, so I'm going to go Empire State Building.
Okay, Kyle. I appreciate your time today on the pregame show.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Again, that's senior wide receiver Kyle Daly on the pregame show. I'm Chuck Morales. More coming up in 2 minutes here on the Eagle Sports Network.
A lot has changed since the first Clark's Pump and Shop opened in 1976. Things that haven't changed, Clark's Pump and Shop's commitment to the communities they serve and the exceptional customer service they provide. Go online at myclarkspns.com or download the mobile app for monthly specials, employment opportunities, and more. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel Clark's Pump and Shops.
There's a new flavor coming out of the Hardee's Craft Kitchen, Nashville Hot Chicken. Juicy 100% white meat chicken dipped in buttermilk, hand-breaded and seasoned to bring the heat. Try the crispy, spicy goodness in chicken tenders on a famous Hardee's made-from-scratch biscuit or a sandwich. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Hardee's new Nashville Hot Hand-Breaded Chicken is goodness in the making. For limited time at participating restaurants, exclusions may apply by time of day.
Are you having trouble with your Medicare benefit cards, such as utilities, grocery, and over-the-counter? The Porter Group Medicare Resource Center is here to help you with those issues. Call us at 606-780-1387, and we will be glad to help you with your plan perks, diabetic supplies, prepaid cards, and more. That's 606-780-1387. Find us online at PorterGroupInsurance.com.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Moorhead is the official hair salon of Moorhead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-H-O-T-T. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hothead Salon in Moorhead. Like them on Facebook.
Welcome back to Jane Stadium, Moorhead State at home for Pioneer Football League action against Drake. I'm Chuck Mraz, joined by head coach Rob Tenure. Well, Rob, you're coming off of a very tough loss at St. Thomas, the conference preseason favorite. I guess that you've been working this week to try to get your team to bounce back from that heartbreaker.
Yeah, it's a tough one. It's one of the tougher losses in my tenure, I can tell you that. And but we came in on Monday, we watched it, we evaluated it, and we flushed it. So this is our first normal week. We've got 3-4 days of preparation for a really good Drake team. So that's what we did. We turned our attention to them and focused on our preparation and look forward to the challenge.
I was going to ask you about the last game, though, one more time. In a sense, it was an odd game. It was really a tale of two different halves. You had a defensive struggle in the first half where MSU led at the break 7-0. Then it turned out to be a shootout in the second half, which was completely not anticipated.
Well, you know, if you watch college football today, you see a lot of that. And, you know, there's a lot of unorthodox going on. And, of course, So many teams are good on offense today. And, you know, the first half, we just kind of felt one another out. And teams were making some plays and kind of bending but not breaking on defense. And you know, fortunately, we were able to put a score in the score before halftime there and go up 7-0 and had a rough start in the third quarter. And we fought back and had a chance to win that game. We came up short. So it's unfortunate, but hopefully our team can grow from it. And now we got to go back to work and start trying to stack some wins.
One thing that I saw in that game especially was the development of redshirt sophomore quarterback Carter Cravens continuing. You'd get down, he'd bring the team back down the field, score, and really what I've seen from him is an advancement with each passing game in his leadership, his maturity, his situational awareness. I mean, it's just been really good to watch.
Yeah, he's really evolving. We're super excited about his progress that he's made. Carter's been committed since, you know, last January. Come back and went to work and stayed all summer and really took control of the quarterback room and just super competitive. That's what you like about him the most. And like you said, he's just improving all those areas and we're excited about where he's at. And if he continue to grow and develop, we're going to be pretty excited what we can be on offense.
On defense, I mean, a lot of points have obviously been given up. But the first half showed that the potential is there to be pretty darn good, too. What needs to occur maybe to keep that consistency?
I think two things right now. Number one is we've got to force some more takeaways. We need to create turnovers. That's when we're the best version of ourselves. That's when we can be successful. And the other piece is we just got to eliminate these big plays, these big runs, these big passes. And you know, when you look at our two losses this year, that's exactly how both teams got over the 30-point threshold. Big passes, big runs, and we've got to figure a way to you know, kind of have an eraser on some of these plays and prevent these big 40-yard plays and maybe turn them into a 7-8-yard gain. And kind of a bend-but-not-break type mentality. And but the takeaway thing, I think, is super important. If we can start doing that a little bit on defense, giving our offense some extra possessions, hopefully we can start doing that today.
Drake, as we talked about, 0-3, I think that's a little bit deceptive if you look at who they've played thus far. And if you would give us the scouting report on the Bulldogs.
Well, I totally agree with you there. They're 0-3 on paper, but they're a really good football team. They're well coached. Traditionally, Drake has been outstanding on defense and special teams. And you know, they're going to be very similar offensively. And so the preparation for our defense will be very similar to last week. I do think Drake is a little more of a threat throwing the football than the St. Thomas team. But they're gonna have the same type of game plan. And on defense, we're going to play a defense that's going to be a little bit more multiple. They're going to play some even front, going to play some odd front, going to play a little bear as a changeup, which is a five-man front. And they're a little bit more of a man coverage. They're playing some man and two-man coverages and playing some one safety with some heavy rotation. So, but they're going to play super hard, and they're really aggressive on defense. So we're going to have to match their intensity and their energy. And hopefully play good football.
What boxes need to be checked for your team to come away with a win?
Well, number one is execution, right? Everything that we've talked about today and what I've talked about throughout the week, you know, we were winning that game 7-0, and we just got out executed in the second half. And so we got to play good team football. You know, we got to create turnovers on defense. We've got to secure the football on offense. You got to win the third down battle. And, you know, we got to eliminate, you know, our mistakes and big plays that we give up on defense. And then we've got to be really good in the red zone and score points.
And that's Morehead State Coach Rob Tenure. I'm Chuck Mraz, coming back with more on the pregame show in 2 minutes here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Line X of Morehead is your source for Line X protective coatings and now your source for Value Guard undercoating. Value Guard is a military-grade material that offers superior protection for any vehicle. First, they clean and condition the surface, fog all body cavities, then apply Value Guard undercoating to your vehicle. Platinum Series Line X bed coatings are also available. Line X of Morehead, just off I-64, exit 133. Online at lineXofMorehead.com.
Morning, noon, and bite. It's buy one, get one for $1 at McDonald's. Choose from a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage McGriddles, and hash browns. For lunch, enjoy a McDouble, McChicken, six-piece chicken McNuggets, and more. Buy one, get one for $1. You can get two of the same item or mix and match them. Valid for product of equal or lesser value, cannot be combined with any other offer.
Available at your locally owned Healy Family McDonald's in Morehead and Owingsville.
When it comes to building, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Morehead is the place to start. We can help in every phase of your project from the ground up. Big Four has the lumber, trusses, and the metal or shingles you'll need too. In other words, bring those plans to us and we'll make that plan happen. From the kitchen cabinets to windows and doors, it's Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Morehead, helping Rowan and surrounding counties to build their dreams for over 45 years. Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Morehead. Ace is the helpful place.
The poet Robert Frost might have been thinking of Morehead and Rowan County when he wrote about the road less traveled. The sights and sounds of Mother Nature are here in abundance and they're waiting for you. Whether you hike, bike, fish, sail, camp, or water ski, we invite you to check out visitmorehead.com and see what's waiting for you off the beaten path in the beauty of the Daniel Boone National Forest.
Welcome back to Pioneer Football League action at Jane Stadium in Morehead as the Morehead State Eagles at home against the Drake Bulldogs. I'm Chuck Mraz along with Jason Blanton and Tom Lewis. Let's take a look at these two teams that will be playing this afternoon on the brand new turf at Jane Stadium. MSU led by 11th year head coach Rob Tenure. His record in his 11th year, 44-68. As for Drake, it's Todd Stepsis, the former defensive coordinator under ex-head coach Rick Fox. He's well known for his work as a defensive coordinator.
fifth season as the head coach at Drake, a record of 10-19. Last year, Morehead stayed 2-9, 2-6 in the PFL. Drake is 3-8, 3-5 in the PFL for their record last year. Started the year at 0-8, won their last three. This year, Morehead State 1-2. As for Drake, the record 0-3. Morehead State opened with a victory against West Virginia State about a month ago, then came back with a loss against number 20 Mercer, had a week off, then fell last week in the conference opener at St. Thomas, 35-28. As for Drake, as we mentioned, winless in three starts thus far. They fell at North Dakota in their opener, 55-7, and lost to the top team in NAIA, Northwestern College of Iowa, 27-24. On Saturday, the 16th of this month, fell at FCS number one team, South Dakota, 70-7. Morehead State primarily from the run-and-shoot one-back offense. As for Drake, they're multiple in offense. You'll see a lot of two-back stuff, some I formation. They'll come at you from the spread formation. As for Morehead State, 4-2 Rover defense, multiple for Rick Fox's defense the other way. As they generally will start from a 3-4, sometimes go into a 4-3. The series between these two teams began in 2003. Drake leads it 10-3. The two teams have not met since 20-19, when the Bulldogs beat the Eagles 36-17 in Des Moines, Iowa. Drake has won three straight. The last Morehead State win came back in 2015 here in Morehead, 38-35. And here's our national anthem. And your national anthem, nicely done as always by the Morehead State Marching Eagles. Morehead State will be dressed out in white helmets with royal blue jerseys, white numerals today, and blue pants for Drake. Royal blue helmets, white face masks, white jerseys, blue numbers, and then white pants. As for the officials in this contest, the referee is Gabriel Tomlin. The umpire is Leonard Longhorn. The head line judge is Brian Westneat. The line judge is Kevin Quackenbush. The side judge is Waylon Janosinski. The field judge is Todd Garrison. The back judge, Mike Wallace. The center judge is Jacob McGahey. Weather in Morehead for this ball game. It's a nice day. Mostly sunny skies. Winds from the northeast at about 4 to 6 miles an hour. Temperature at game time expected to be 78 degrees. No rain is in the forecast right now. We're coming back with more on our pregame show here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Morehead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs at 1695 Flemingsburg Road in Morehead has something for everyone. Dine-in, carry-out, and catering available. They have tender steaks, mouth-watering ribs, lunch specials, and an inspired kids menu. On Wing and Wednesday from 4 to closing, there's dollar bone-in wings and 75-cent boneless wings. For dessert, enjoy four styles of yummy Cheesecake Factory desserts and much more. Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs in Morehead. Call 606-783-0467.
In this world of constant updates, downloads, apps, and smartphones, it's a relief to find simple, easy, basic solutions. My name is Mitch Terrell with First Federal Savings and Loan, and we've been keeping things simple since 1963. With one-on-one interaction, we streamline your lending and savings needs. Come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Moorhead, or call us at 784-4187 and be a part of our local experience. First Federal Savings and Loan. Simple, easy, basic solutions. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Moorhead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Moorhead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Have your glass installed the right way.
Welcome back to Jane Stadium. Moorhead State at home for PFL action against Drake. I'm Chuck Moraz with Jason Blanton. Time right now to take a look at your starting offensive lineups for this ball game. Taking a look at Drake's offense is our own Jason Blanton.
All right, thank you, Chuck. Drake's averaging 12.6 points per game while giving up 50.6 points per game, only averaging 317 total yards per game. That's 282 passing, or, I mean, let's try that again. 282 passing they're giving up, 264 yards rushing they're giving up. So they're giving up 546 and gaining 317, which was 84 passing and 84 rushing and 232 passing. I'll get that right one of these days. So it'll be wide receivers this afternoon. Colin Howard, 6'2", 203, and a fifth-year player. Also at a receiver spot, 5'11", 172, senior Hunter Johnson. The tight end this afternoon, Sam Rodriguez, 6'3", 235, and a senior. Your left tackle will be Parker Atthus, 6'4", 285, and a fifth-year player. Isaac House will get the start this afternoon at left guard in place of Andrew Grout. House, 6'4", he's about as big as a house, 6'4", 302, and a senior. The center, Bennett Krebs, 6'2", 298, and a fifth-year player. The right guard, Ross Palmer, 6'6", 387, and a senior. The right tackle, Jimmy Pomeranz, 6'4", 308, and a grad student. That right side, with the guard at 387 and the right tackle at 308, and they might run behind that right side most of the time.
Jay, I had to look at that when it said 387. When I first saw that on some of the notes doing some prep work this week, I went and checked their website to make sure that was correct. 387 pounds, and I watched some game film on the Bulldogs. He is every bit of all.
Yeah, and a guard, and not a tackle. He's a guard. The quarterback this afternoon, Luke Bailey, 6'2", 190, and a senior. Dorian Boyland is the running back, 6'1", 212, and a junior. And the fullback this afternoon, Eli Stewart, 6'2", 232, and a senior.
Moorhead State's offense up front. The center will be Zach Fish, 6'4", 300, a redshirt sophomore from Clovis, California. The left guard, Jackson Spears, 6'2", 286, and a sophomore from Plainfield, Indiana. The right guard is Xavier Orta, 6'3", 305, a redshirt junior from Dallas, Texas. The left tackle, James Wayne, 6'3", 273, and a junior from Port St. Lucie, Florida. The right tackle is Logan Wong, 6'5", 300, a junior from Modesto, California. Wide receivers, Caleb Tillman and Kyle Daly. Tillman, 6'3", 200 pounds, a sophomore from Birmingham, Alabama. Daly, 5'10", 186, a senior from Sparkill, New York. Slot backs, Ryan Up and Mikey Armour. Up, 5'10", 175, and a junior from Leesburg, Virginia. Armour, 5'11", 185, a redshirt junior from Florence, Kentucky. Running back to start, James Lewis, 5'8", 185, a junior from Hillside, New Jersey. Quarterback is Carter Craven, 6'2", 195, and a redshirt sophomore from Cypress, Texas. Right now, the officials have the captains at the center of the field for the coin toss. Down to Tom.
All right, thanks, Chuck. Gabriel Tomlin, our referee today, and we will listen in on the opening activities here.
Red side is tails. Oops. This side is heads. Okay.
Drake, 53, what's your call, sir?
Tails.
Tails is the call.
We're joined by Brindley.
Brindley, go ahead and flip when you're ready. Tails is the call. Great toss. It is heads. Moorhead, you've won the toss. Moorhead State has won the toss.
All right, Moorhead State wins the opening toss. The Eagles will defer, so the Drake Bulldogs will begin this afternoon, this beautiful afternoon at Jane Stadium on offense.
All right, thank you very much, Tom. Right now, let's go ahead and step aside for our final break during the pregame show. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Great seats at a great price. Get them safer, simpler, and smarter with Ticket Smarter. A proud partner of the biggest names in live sports and events, including ESPN events and iHeartRadio. Ticket Smarter has seats for over 125,000 live events and 48 million tickets for sale. All backed with the Ticket Smarter 100% ticket guarantee. Thinking about your next great live event? Think smarter. Think Ticket Smarter. Get your tickets your way guaranteed at TicketSmarter.com.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday. Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
We're about to kick this thing off at Jane Stadium, but before we do, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Eagle Sports Network.
You're listening to Moorhead State University football on the flagship station of Eagle Athletics, WIVY Moorhead and WMST Mount Sterling.
Redshirt junior Nathan Hazlett from Danville, Kentucky, about to kick things off for Moorhead State. Going deep for Drake will be Mitchell January, 6'1", 182-pound sophomore from Richfield, Minnesota. He'll stand back inside his 10-yard line as he retreats to his 5, center of the field. Big ball game for these two teams. Moorhead State 0-1 in the PFL. This is the conference opener for Drake.
Played probably its best game last week, Moorhead. Just a few breakdowns towards the end.
Nice day for football. Good crowd on hand. Plenty of good seats, though, available. So stop on by and watch some good college football if you're in the neighborhood. Hazlett getting the okay from the official. Set to kick this thing off. Here's the whistle, and here comes Hazlett with the right foot, the soccer style. Hits it high and short down the right side. Taken by one of the upmen at the 13-yard line at the far sideline. 20, 25, and 30, and out of bounds, close to the 35. And let's see where they say he went. Todd Hughes returned that ball out to the 36th. Just about 22 yards on that run back. So start Drake at its own 36-yard line, the far hash mark, first and 10. Moorhead State with the defense out there. Along the defensive line, inside it's Wilson McCraw and Arbel Rogers, Noah Benza and Luke Bauer on the outside. Linebackers Jaleel Holmes, Andre Nolan White, Zane Porter. Safeties Cooper Krizek, along with Jihad McCall. The corners Caleb Lyons and Major Daly. Tight formation for Drake. Wide receivers left and right for Luke Bailey. The quarterback, eye set behind him from his 36, first and 10. Second man through left side, Boylan, trying to find a seam and not finding anything as he's shoved backwards by several Moorhead State defenders.
Went off the left side, and Moorhead State's defense right there to stop the hole, and no gain. Well, maybe a half yard.
Yeah, gave him about a half yard, as you mentioned.
Looked like the Eagles sent some guys on late on that initial play, trying to maybe keep the Drake Bulldogs on their heels a bit.
Ball is actually at the 35. It's at the 36, second and 9 for Bailey and company. A back is flanking him to either side. Two receivers out to the right. Moorhead State has 4 up front. Handoff left side. Boylan gets through the initial surge and breaks it to the sideline. 50-yard line being chased, and it looks like he's going to go all the way, being chased by McCall. It tries the diving ankle tackle at the 10, but misses. And Drake is on the board. A 64-yard run for Dorian Boylan, his longest run of the season. Previous to that, it was 18 yards, and Morehead State, again, giving up the long run on the big play, Jay, defensively.
Once he got through the arm tackling tries by Morehead State and turned the corner, it was off to the races. One man to beat, and he beat that man.
Shane Dunning on to try the point after. He's 5 of 5 this year with Drake up 6-0. We've not even played quite a minute. Holding will be Luke Woodson, a reserve running back. Snap, placement, kick, up, and it's good. 14:01 to go in the first quarter. It's already 7-0 Drake here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Help us celebrate our local farmers in the upcoming harvest during the largest tractor parade in Kentucky, the 20th annual Fleming County FFA Tractor Parade. Join us Friday, October the 6th at 1 p.m. in downtown Flemingsburg. All supporters of agriculture are welcome to participate or watch along the 3-mile parade route. Lineup is at the Farmer Stockyard. Last year we had over 250 entries, so arrive early. The parade prayer and the national anthem take place at 1 p.m. in the town square. Retired ag teacher Mr. L.C. Skaggs is our grand marshal, and we expect guests from across Kentucky.
See you Friday.
Morning, noon, and bite. It's buy one, get one for $1 at McDonald's. Choose from a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage McGriddles, and hash browns. For lunch, enjoy a McDouble, McChicken, six-piece chicken McNuggets, and more. Buy one, get one for $1. You can get two of the same item or mix and match them. Valid for product of equal or lesser value, cannot be combined with any other offer.
Available at your locally owned Healy Family McDonald's in Morehead and Owingsville.
Well, 7-0 Drake, a two-play 65-yard drive capped by the 64-yard run by Dorian Boylan. Point after good, and it's 7-0 as kicking off for Drake will be the left footer, Ryan Schrader, a sophomore from Cedarburg, Virginia. Kyle Daly deep along with Caleb Ramsour from Morehead State. Here's the boot high and toward the near side. Daly wants it at about his 7, coming to his right to the 20, finds the seam, 25, and then he's double-teamed and knocked down about the 29-yard line. Pretty decent return among the tacklers there for Drake. Reserve defensive back Benjamin Wilson, a sophomore from Gurnee, Illinois, up near the Wisconsin border. And Morehead State will start from its 29, first and 10 to go the other way. Jay, that looked almost that touchdown run, very similar to the plays we saw last week that St. Thomas beat Morehead State with in the second half.
Yes, it was, and Morehead State's offense right now needs to answer Drake. I know it's early, but you have to stay in this game, especially since you're at home.
Eagles from their 29, center of the field, first and 10. Man in motion, jet sweep to the right. No, it's actually Cravens up the middle on the keeper. Finds a nice seam. Up the middle he goes across the 40 to the 43. And Morehead State will move the chains with a fresh set of four and a first down on the 14-yard run.
We saw that play, the quarterback draw, a few times. Successful last week. Maybe they'll get Cravens more into the offense.
Cravens with a back to his right. Wide outs and slots either way. Right slot comes in motion. That's Ryan up. Sets up left as Cravens retreats to throw. Four-man rush deep down the right side. Ooh. And nearly intercepted inside the 30-yard line by leaping cornerback Joey Lukrich. There was no Morehead State receiver in the neighborhood.
Yeah. Who is he tossing it to? Did the receiver quit the route, or did he just think he was going long and didn't happen?
So it's an incomplete, fortunately, and it sets up second and 10 for Carter Cravens, who's thrown for 718 yards, 7 touchdowns, and 2 INTs this year. Caleb Ramsour is now his running back off his right hip. 4 outside receivers, 2-by-2 set. Here's a screen, left flat. Ramsour, 45, 50. Bangs over a tackler, down to the 47-yard line of Drake, but there is a flag down back behind the play. The tackler for Drake was C.J. Grizzar, junior defensive back from Waukesha, Wisconsin. I think it's coming back.
Morehead State, yeah. They're holding Morehead State. Take it from the 50.
It had been a 10-yard play.
Back to the 40. It'll be second and about 14.
Well, they ran the ball back to the 20-yard line. It's
a good-looking play, maybe too good-looking in terms of the hold that occurred during that.
One of the few rare times we saw the little screen pass actually successful.
2-by-2 set again. Cravens in the shotgun, looks at the four-man line for Drake, retreats with time. Now steps up, he's going to run, and as he tries to throw the ball right at the line of scrimmage, he's knocked down and threw the ball straight into the ground.
As he went straight into the ground, too.
Defensive end Tom Shefty got him from behind. He never heard him coming. And I mean, he threw that thing full speed, 100 miles an hour, right into the turf. So Morehead State, 3rd and 13.
I think he felt that, too. He's acting a little gingerly as he gets back to the line of scrimmage.
Morehead State, 3 wide receivers right and 1 left. 3-man line for Drake. Back to his left, Cravens. On 3rd and 13 from his own 40 now. Here comes a blitz as Craven sets up. Big rush down the middle. Caught by Tillman at the 50. Turns it to the sideline, and he'll be run out of bounds right about midfield by about 3 Drake players. One of them was linebacker Jacob Thompson from the weak side.
Gain of 7. He'll bring up 4th and 3.
Do you think if he turned the other way or gone straight up the middle, he might have had a few more yards?
I do believe it.
So mark it right at the 50 as Morehead State gains 10 but needed 13. So as Jay mentioned, 4th and 13 on the punt. Kip Warren, 12 boots this year, 41 yards the average.
He was busy last week.
Quick props to James Lewis. Great job picking up the blitz off the outside to give Cravens enough time to elude it.
Campbell is deep for Drake as here's the punt. Good rush, end-over-end punt. And the ball is going to be caught on a fair catch. Running to his right, making the grab at the 21, was actually Christian Galvin, sophomore running back. No return on that punt.
And timeout on the field.
34-yard punt. They'll take over from the 16 when we return. 12:05 left to play here in the first quarter. It's Drake 7, Morehead State nothing, and this is the Eagles Sports Network.
Fall into savings all this week on many of your fall favorites at Allen's IGA. You'll find USDA whole pork shoulder butt roast is only $1.99 a pound. Our family mac and cheese dinners only 55 cents, and the 24-pack of 12-ounce cans of any Pepsi product is just $8.99. Folks, that's just 37 cents a can. Falling prices at Allen's IGA, downtown Morehead. Visit Allen's website for money-saving coupons. IGA.
You know, nowadays it seems like nothing is built to last. Like phones, appliances, cars, computers. But the new Michelin Defender 2-tire is designed to outlast. With a quiet and comfortable ride, you'll have the confidence you need on the roads, whether they're wet or dry. So, goodbye to short-lived, and hello to something that lasts.
Shop Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Morehead, and Wilmont Drive, Mount Sterling.
Well, Morehead State down 7-0 to Drake with 12:05 to go in the first quarter. Drake now with its second possession of the day. Morehead State coming up empty on its first possession. Got one first down but could not get a second one. Had to punt. Drake has the ball at its own 16-yard line. 1st and 10 to go left to right.
Other PFL scores from this afternoon. Davidson leading San Diego 24-16. St. Thomas leading Dayton in Dayton 14-0. Of course, Dayton's home scoreless streak was snapped earlier. They hadn't been shut out, let's put it that way.
Since 1976.
Yeah. Stetson and Maris deadlocked at 7 apiece. Presbyterian and Butler tied at 7 apiece. Later on, Valparaiso hosting Southwestern Minnesota. And, of course, this game going on between Morehead State and Drake.
Drake will have Galvin in the backfield. As coming under center, Bailey, he's the lone setback. Actually, they've got a tight end just ahead of him. Screen out to Howard, the wide receiver left. He gets across the 20, out close to the 24, around his ankles. Making that tackle was cornerback Benjamin Haywood, the junior from Fort Myers, Florida. But a pretty good gain on first down as they mark it at the 24, a gain of 8. And that'll bring it 2nd and 2, rather.
I like these color coordinators.
Yeah, I got all white and all blue.
Yeah. And white helmets for the Eagles, yes, and blue helmets for Drake.
Yeah, I kind of like this setup. Well, at least we're not straining our eyes.
Second and two. Bailey and Drake at their own 24 left hash. Morehead State showing blitz. Bailey back in the shotgun. Now sets up Galvin off his right side. Three outside receivers. Here comes the blitz. Bailey to throw. Going to be hit, and he'll be sacked back near the 15-yard line. And coming in to nail him for MSU was Gabe Whittington, 275-pound freshman from Pearl River, Louisiana.
He was all over him.
They're going to say the official forward progress will be, it looks like, the 17-yard line, so a loss of seven. And Drake will be third and nine.
Chuck, you mentioned that the Eagles showed blitz. They did come with an outside linebacker off the far side, and I think that's what caused the pocket to collapse so quickly and allow Whittington to get to the quarterback.
Tight end motions to the left. Three outside receivers, two right, one left for Bailey. He was in the shotgun with a back on his left side. Morehead State rushing four. Bailey back in the pocket.
Oh,
pressure
drill.
Coming. Throws it down the middle. Incomplete at the 29-yard line. He took a heck of a hit as he released that pass, trying to find his wide receiver, Trey Radica. But the rush is the thing that forced the bad throw, and it's a fourth down and nine for Drake. Back at their 17, a punting situation.
That was another blitzing linebacker, Chuck, Luke Bauer, right up the middle and made contact with the quarterback, as you said, just as he got rid of the football.
Shane Dunning to punt, 18 boots, 37.2 the average. Fourth and nine, Drake from its 17. Caleb Ramsour deep for MSU. Ramsour, two punt returns, 18 yards total. Punt is a wobbler, didn't hit it very well. Ramsour watches it hit right at the 50 where it checks up. The ball is bouncing around. A Drake player, a Morehead State player, did it. No, it did not, fortunately. Drake down to that, the 50. But right there, and that he needed to get out of there, was Caleb Lyons, the junior defensive back. I don't know why he was around that football when Ramsour was waving everybody away.
Legal touching. And so
33 yards on the punt, no return. Fortunately, Morehead State gets the possession.
And every time the Eagles.
So timeout on the field, 10:15 left to play in the first quarter. Drake 7, Morehead State nothing. Back after this on the Eagles Sports Network.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Morehead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat-screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Morehead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Morehead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Morehead.
Nothing. Drake on top. 10:15 to go in this first quarter of action at Jane Stadium. Morehead State will start with outstanding field position this next possession. The 50-yard line moving right to left. Golden opportunity for Morehead State to get down the field and maybe tie this thing up.
Yeah, early on, Morehead State with 14 rushing yards, 17 passing for a total of 31. Drake with 65 total yards. And that's We Present by the Numbers, sponsored by Whitaker Bank. 10:15 left to play.
All right. Carter Cravens will have Ramsour as his running back as he stands in the shotgun. Ramsour is to his left. Morehead State with two receivers either way. Drake with four up front defensively. Safeties are deep. Corners playing press coverage. From the right outside, up motions. Cravens toss sweep left. There's Ramsour. He got a block and bangs his way inside the 45, close to the 42. About an 8-yard run. His forward progress was stopped by Sam linebacker Sebastian Adamski.
Great tackle. Came up and made the contact. Or if he could have just got past that Drake player, he's been off to the races.
As it is, he picked up 8 yards to the 42-yard line.
Good first down run.
Second down 2 for MSU. They'll go with that two-back set with a back to either side of Cravens on this second and short. Man in motion. Here comes Lewis on the sweep left, weaving his way close to the 41-yard line. Very short gain, maybe only about 1. Really a lot of traffic there.
Lewis stops a lot of times once he gets to the line of scrimmage and looks for a hole.
1-yard run for Lewis. Tackle made by Mike linebacker Lyndon Howell.
About a half a yard, 3/4 of a yard. Third and short for Morehead State.
This might be 4-down territory for MSU. 9:09 to go in the first quarter. 7-0. The Eagles trail. They'll again go with that two-back set with Cravens right in the middle of those two backs in the shotgun. Wide out left and right. Tight end is a slot for the right. Lewis off the left side, follows his blockers, first down at the 40, broke a tackle, stiff arms his way down to the 36 before he is pushed out of bounds. That's a Whitaker Bank first down. At the 36, nice run by James Lewis of 5.
Nice job by Morehead State. They put one of the slot men in motion. Lewis came back the other way and opened a hole on a first down for Morehead State. As Chuck says, a Whitaker Bank first down.
Mark it at the Drake 36. Morehead State on the march. 3 receivers out to the right. 2 of them in tandem in the slot. Wide receiver to the left side is Xavier Rawls. Haven't seen much of him. Cravens hands it to Lewis up the middle. Goes right, goes left, and got to about the 34 before he spilled. Making that stop was Nolan Korzenowski. 277-pound senior nose guard. Only 2 on the play, and Morehead State is 2nd and 8. They'll try to move quickly on this and pick up the tempo of the offense. Again, 3 wideouts right, 1 left. Rawls is the solo to the left again. Lewis remains the back. Cravens back to throw with time. Looking, running to his right as pressure comes. Now steps up, he'll run with it. He's to the 35 and then throws it down the field. Had a man wide open near the 15-yard line. That was Rawls. And I think he was very close to coming across the line of scrimmage. The officials say no, so it's simply an incomplete. But Rawls was all by himself near the 15, Jay. No defender around him.
Nope. And bring up 3rd and long, and now Drake sends in nickel package, I do believe.
So it's at the 34, 3rd and 8 for Morehead State. Chance Harris works as the running back to the left of Harris. 2-by-2 set now from the left slot. Mikey Armour in motion. Blitz coming as Cravens back to throw. Flushed out and slips a tackle, then falls down back at the 41. Coming in on that blitz was strong safety Caleb Bowling, who just got enough of him to cause him to lose balance and fall down. So Morehead State, a big loss on the play. I'm going to say down officially at the 40, a loss of 6.
You wonder if it's this new turf, too, because I know Kentucky's had trouble with slipperage on their new turf at Kroger Field.
Morehead at the Drake 40, 4th and 13 on the punt. Apparently, Kip Warren deep for Drake is Christian Galvin. Snap, punt is away, a spinner inside the 7-yard line. It hits and it's down near the 4-yard line, possibly the 3. Good hustle on the play, a good punt. Elijah Graham, redshirt sophomore DB, got down there. He's from Federal Way, Wisconsin, or Washington, that is, excuse me.
36-yard punt.
Good punt to the 4. Nice job by Kip Warren to pin Drake deep in its own territory.
6:43 left to play here in the opening quarter. 7-0 Drake. Drake scoring on 2 plays on its opening drive.
So it's 7-0 Bulldogs. 6:43 left to go in the first quarter. And they're 1st and 10 at their own 4-yard line. This would be a great situation for a turnover or a 3-and-out with this Morehead State defense.
That is true. Morehead State with 2 first downs in this first quarter. Drake with 1. Total plays, Morehead State's had 11 plays. And Drake with 5. Did we take a timeout that just didn't tell anybody because the red hat won't get on the field?
I believe you are correct, sir.
Why do we hire people if they can't do their job?
You may want to ask him, Tom, if he can walk out onto the field a little farther to let us know, because he's right there along the sideline.
Well, that's not a duty in my contract, but yeah, I would appreciate, you know, for the good of the cause,
yep.
I'll say something.
Well, you know, you're a pretty intimidating fellow.
I know.
Try to go easy on him.
I'm pretty, but I'm a bad man.
Are you Johnny B. Bad? You're a bad man. Now the Whitehead has come over and talked to Rob.
Not sure what that's about. Rob seems like he's not happy about something, but I'm not exactly certain.
Well, hold it.
Possibly what
when
that might
be.
When do you
know Rob's ever happy with everything? Come on.
Usually July, right before vacation.
That's true. Or when he gets that contract extension. That may be the only days he's ever happy. We've had a full time out here without being told. So we'll tell you a little bit. Let's see. What can we tell you? Yep, Drake's coming back out of the field.
Bulldogs from their 4, they'll operate from the right hash mark with their quarterback, senior Luke Bailey out there. Bailey's passed for 647 yards this year coming into this game, 4 touchdowns and 2 INTs. They have the eyes set. Wide receiver to the left, the tight end to the right side. Under center, Bailey with a long count from his 4. Turns, gives it off to the right side. They try to get wide and go nowhere with it. That was Boylan who had the carry, and he was met right as he got to the line of scrimmage. Nothing more than that. And looks like may have lost a yard back to the 3.
Morehead State was waiting on that run.
Similar play to what they scored on. The other play went to the left. This one went to the right, the short side of the field. So it's 2nd and 11, Bulldogs from their 3. Good start to this drive from the Morehead State defense. Bailey back in the shotgun, back to either side. 2 receivers flanked down to the left. Man in motion out of the backfield toward the left side. Morehead State jockeying for position of defense right up the middle. They give it to Cherwin, who's in there running back. Davion Cherwin picks up a couple of yards out to about the 5.
Big third down play for Drake.
Got 2. And Arvell Rogers, nose tackling on that stop for Morehead State. It's going to be 3rd down and 9 for Drake from just inside the right hash, their own 5-yard line. Bailey has Boylan to his right. 3 receivers wide to the left. MSU with 4 up front defensively, and they blitz. Bailey from his own end zone throwing it down the field, and it's going to be caught at the 37-yard line. Back shoulder throw, and Radica made the catch inside his defender, Caleb Lyons. Lyons was there, but the ball purposely underthrown, and they bring him down at the 39-yard line. Gain on the play of 34.
Chuck, Zane Porter was right there too. They had the receiver sandwiched, but somehow the ball got through, and that's a pass that should not have been completed.
Good catch by Trey Radica, though. 1st and 10, Bulldogs from their 39. They'll move the tight end into a slot left. Bubble screen to the near side. They got it to Johnson. Hunter Johnson works his way out across the 45 to the 49. The free safety, Matthew McClellan, the tackler. And looks like he's very close to another first down, just a little bit shy, just shy of the 49-yard line. So essentially almost a 10-yard play.
This is almost like a free play here, 2nd and 1.
This is one you got to worry about, the deep shot. See what Drake does. They'll send 2 receivers out to the left, tight end to the right, a back on either side of Bailey. Now they bring the tight end as a wide receiver to the near side, Rodriguez. Empty backfield, screen to the left. They got it to Boylan, the running back. First down, dragging tacklers inside the Moorhead 45 to the 44, maybe the 43. Looks like the 44 officially. Luke Bauer came up to make the stop. The animal on the Moorhead State defense. Gain essentially of 7.
Chuck, you noticed in pregame warmups that Bailey has that sidearm release a lot of times with his pass. It's kind of reminiscent of Pat Mahomes with the Kansas City Chiefs, but he's done that on back-to-back plays, first to his right and then that play to his left.
Offset eye, they move the tight end slot right, so they've got three outside receivers. Bailey in the shotgun, actually a pistol in the middle of that. Gives it up the middle to Gallivan, short yardage as he gets down close to the 38-yard line, possibly the 37.
42.
Excuse me, 42, yes. Luke Bauer made that stop for Moorhead State. So 2 yards on the play. Second and 8. Well, this drive started back at the Drake 4-yard line, and the Bulldogs have worked out of that hole all the way to the Moorhead State 42-yard line. 2-by-2 set for Bailey, a back to his right. Now the tight end comes over and lines up as a slot just off the right tackle, man in motion from the left. A lot of movement to the near side. They flip it off to Campbell, the running back, and he bangs his way down the near sideline, out of bounds at the Moorhead State 29-yard line. They move the chains with a gain of about 13 yards. Making the stop for the MSU defense was junior corner Ben Haywood.
Now the first down for Drake. This will be the 8th play of the drive.
Well, they had misdirection going every which way on that play, and Moorhead State gave up a 13-yard gain. Maybe some confusion in that defense because of all that motion. Radica coming under center with Galvin, the deep tailback, by himself right behind him. Slot right, wide outs left and right. Moorhead State with 5 up front. Play action. Bailey to throw. Deep down the right sideline for January. Back shoulder
did
throw.
He catch it?
And I don't think he caught it inside the 5. A little bit short. Couldn't come up with it as he dove
flag
for it.
Down. I think
good coverage on that play. There may have been a push off by the receiver, Jackson Benjamin, the junior defensive back on the coverage.
Play go man downfield.
I thought there was also a push-off, didn't you?
Well, yeah, it could have been called either way. Carruthers had it called against Drake, but illegal man downfield. That'll march it back to the 34-yard line, be 1st and 15. Right hash mark. Clock running now with 1:26 left to go in the first quarter. 7-0 Drake.
1st and 15 Bulldogs, as you mentioned. Late in the first quarter.
I like those blue helmets.
They do. They're sharp. They look really good. I do, too.
Not just regular blue, I guess. It's
kind of a metallic blue.
Yeah.
Two receivers out to the left, one to the right. Johnson in motion from the right outside. Hand off to the near side. The Galvin broke a tackle at the line. With a surge, he's down to about the 31-yard line. Middle linebacker, Keenan Wolf, got him around the ankles. Gain 3. It'll be 2nd down and 12, Drake, with 42 seconds left to go in the first quarter. Three receivers going left for the quarterback, Bailey. Galvin to his right. Rodriguez tight to the right. Moorhead State with a 4-man line. Quick drop, toss to the left to Radica on that screen, the bubble screen. This time it goes nowhere. He'll lose a yard. Moorhead State does a really nice job. Jaleel Holmes, outside linebacker, led the charge for that MSUD, and they drop him for a loss of 1 back at the 32.
I don't know how he forced that in the Drake receiver. That'll be the end of the first quarter. Your score here at Jane Stadium. It's Drake 7, Moorhead State nothing, and this is football action here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. We live in the communities we serve and work diligently to serve the needs of our neighbors. Hi, this is Michelle Skaggs, loan officer at the Northside Branch location. Stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Trusted, tried, and true. Those three words represent the highest standards for Kawasaki Mule side-by-sides. Trusted means being built strong and built to last. Tried means being put to the test by hardworking people doing the toughest jobs. True means staying authentic to roots that run 30 years deep. Kawasaki Mule, the definition of trusted, tried, and true. Available at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling. GatewayCycles.com.
About to start the second quarter with Drake on top, 7-0 at Jane Stadium over Morehead State. The Bulldogs had the ball at the MSU 32-yard line.
Let's go now.
That'll be third and 13.
Okay, now we present you by the numbers, sponsored by Whitaker Bank. Morehead State had two first downs in that first quarter. Drake had seven. Total offensive plays, Drake, 14 plays, 134 yards. Morehead State, 11 plays, 41 yards. The only scoring came as Boylan scored on a 64-yard run, came with 14:01 left to play. Only the second play of the game for Drake. Two plays, 65 yards, 59 total seconds, 7-0. And that's a look at the Whitaker Bank by the numbers.
Well, Jay, you got to hold them here on this third down play. Their field goal kicker, Shane Dunning, is 1-for-3 this year, along of 40 yards. As a matter of fact, all of his field goal tries have been above 40 yards. Right now, they're would also be looking, I guess, if they did try a field goal from here, it would be about 49, 50 yards, depending on where they set the football down, the holder. But first, you've got to hold them on third. But Morehead State's defense needs to tighten up in this situation.
Brace yourself. PFL action. Davidson at home, leading San Diego 52-19.
Where in the game?
Fourth quarter. Fourth 19 quarter. Left to play.
Wow.
St. Thomas leading Dayton in Dayton 20-7. Stetson and Marist tied up at 21-21. Presbyterian over Butler 17-14 at halftime. Southwest Minnesota over Valparaiso 8-0. And Drake, of course, leading here 7-0 over Morehead State.
Well, Bailey with an empty set.
Third down, 13.
Tight end left, 32. Wing left. Three wide receivers out to the right on third and 13 from the Morehead 32. The Eagles showing blitz. The wing left, Gallivan in motion. Back to throw goes Bailey. Pressure coming. Screen to the near side to the tight end. And he'll be knocked down at the line of scrimmage. What a great tackle right there by strong safety Cooper Krizek. One-on-one with the tight end.
He's
Jaheim Drew.
He's been consistent this year, Chuck, but nothing that we used to see him wasn't a lot of flashy, but he is very consistent, and that's what Morehead State's defense needs, big plays out of Cooper.
Drew is from Lexington, Kentucky, by the way, so no gain on the play. It's 4th and 13 at the 32. The offense stays out there for Drake. Galvin, the running back, to the right of the quarterback, Bailey. Two outside receivers either way for the Drake signal caller. Morehead State with three up front defensively. Now the left slot comes in motion. Blitz coming. Bailey back to throw. Goes down the right side. Going to be caught at the 20-yard line by Radica. First down at the 18. Between three Morehead State defenders. Porter was the initial tackler for Morehead State. But that's an 14-yard play and a first down for the Bulldogs.
Chuck, you mentioned Lexington just a minute ago. Quick update from Lexington, Kroger Field, UK. Minute and a half to go, third quarter, leading Florida 30-14. Ray Davis has rushed for 255 yards today already for the Cats.
Eyes set. Stewart, the fullback. Boylan, the tailback. Wideouts left and right from the 18, first and 10. Boylan off the right side, second man through. Keenan Wolf has him from behind and drags him down near the 12 for a gain of six.
I think Florida might be hoping the old ball coach comes back.
Jay, I don't know how you give up a 14-yard play on third and 13.
Especially three players around.
Yeah, unbelievable. Second and four, Drake from the Morehead State 12. Eagles are down 7-0, defending deep in their end of the field. Boylan is to the left of the quarterback. Bailey is in the shotgun. One of the two left slots in motion. Blitz coming. Boylan to the right outside. Going to be hit by Wolf and Krizek on the sweep to the right. And down he goes near the 11, possibly the 10.
Ian Wolf, missed it by Cooper Prezak.
1 yard to the 11.
Gain of a yard to the 11.
They're eating up a lot of clock, too.
Third down.
Early second quarter, 7-0 Drake. 12:39 to play in the half. Third down, 3. Drake from the Moorhead, 11. Bailey will have Galvin as the running back next to him to his left. Wideouts left and right. Tight ends either way. Moorhead State loads up in the box. Here comes the blitz as Bailey retreats to throw. Left lot, Galvin beats a man. Porter beats another man. He's cutting to his right. He's to the 7-yard line. Finally thrown to the turf by Moorhead State strong safety Cooper Krizek, but I think he's got the first down at the 7 on a 4-yard play.
Fifth tackle already today for Krizek.
And they had him twice dead to rights and missed him. First and goal.
Coach Rob Tenyer not happy with that spot, guys. He felt like the receiver, as he ran, actually gave up ground himself and did not pick up the necessary yardage for the first down. But nonetheless, the officials disagree.
I set
15th play of the drive, Chuck.
They've got three tight ends in the ballgame. One is a wing to the right. First and goal from the Moorhead 7 for Drake. Toss sweep right. Boylan got a block, trying to cut to the inside. Bounces off a tackler. Now outside linebacker Jaleel Holmes gets him close to the 5-yard line and throws him back.
He turned nothing into something, Chuck. He kept grinding their feet and looked to the left and had a little opening in game 2 on the play.
Second goal from the 5, right hash mark. They just went power football right there. Two tight ends and actually three tight ends. One was a wing back.
That's 7 minutes off this clock on this drive.
2 outside receivers left again. They'll go with an extra tight end who motions to the right. Bailey with Boylan to his right. Moorhead State again loads up a lot of people at the line. Bailey back to throw. Steps to his right. Throws down the middle at the goal line. Incomplete. Trying to find the tight end, Rodriguez. Well covered by, I think it was Matthew McClellan. Can't see the numbers bunched up in the front of his jersey. McClellan's the free safety. So it's 3rd and goal from the 5. Good coverage in that secondary that time.
16th play of the drive. 8 passing thus far, 7 rushing. So 50-50 the way they've caught this drive as they're in Moorhead State red zone.
3 outside receivers, 2 left, 1 right. Shotgun snap, blitz coming. Bailey flushed out of the pocket, running left. Heaves it toward the back of the end zone. Flag down. It's broken up near the pylon along the near side. Ball was intended for Tim Neslidge.
2 flags actually on the play, Chuck. 1 back in the offensive backfield. That's probably a hold. And then the 1 downfield, more than likely interference. Probably offsetting penalties here.
Neslidge listed as a fullback, but has played a lot of tight end and slot receiver for Drake. MSU had that play double covered, but will probably wind up doing it all over again. As Tom mentioned, a flag against each team.
Well, they're not talking to the Drake sideline. They're talking to the Moorhead sideline.
Uh-oh.
Oh, ineligible receiver downfield, not a hold.
Yeah, holding offense and an ineligible receiver, okay. Both against the offense.
Yeah.
So that's a break for Moorhead State. Well, it's about to be 4th and goal from the 5, but Moorhead State will take the penalty, so we'll return to a 3rd down situation. But now with the mark off, it's walked back to the 15-yard line. So 3rd and goal from the Moorhead 15, right hash mark for Drake.
Eagle coaching staff huddled to decide, do we want to take that penalty or force him into a 4th down situation?
Well, you got a break. Now you just can't give them a break and give them a touchdown here.
3 receivers out to the left, 2 to the right. Empty set for Bailey. Moorhead State, 4-man rush. Bailey running right, looking. Heaves it toward the end zone.
Oh.
And it's going to be tipped and I think caught in the end zone for a touchdown.
Bailey's pass is complete for a great touchdown.
Trey Radoba, I believe, was
Rodica,
who was Johnny on the spot there, Chuck.
Oh, boy. The ball was actually through the hands and off the hands of Zach Gray, who was out there trying to catch that ball.
And then right behind him was Radica, who caught the deflection for the touchdown. So a 15-yard scoring pass for Drake, and now they lead 13-0. And on to try the point after is Dunning. Out of the hold of Woodson. Snap, placement, kick, block. Have been Noah Benza who got that one. Well, 10:31 to go in the half. It's now Drake 13, Morehead State nothing. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
A lot has changed since the first Clark's Pump and Shop opened in 1976. Things that haven't changed, Clark's Pump and Shop's commitment to the communities they serve and the exceptional customer service they provide. Go online at myclarkspns.com or download the mobile app for monthly specials, employment opportunities, and more. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel Clark's Pump and Shops.
The Porter Group is a different kind of insurance agency. We do more than just Medicare. When was the last time you had your life insurance reviewed? Do you have the new kind of life insurance? We will review your whole life, term life, final expense, and universal life policies. We can help you with them all. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review. That's 606-780-1387.
Drake with a 17-play, 96-yard drive that took 11 minutes and 12 seconds off the clock. A deflected touchdown pass from Luke Bailey to wide receiver Zach Gray, the graduate student from Scottsdale, Arizona. Or actually, it was Radica who made that catch. Gray was the initial receiver. He had the ball go off of his hands, and Trey Radica right behind him caught the deflection for 6 points. The point after was blocked by Morehead State. 13-0 Drake leads.
Pretty simple. 176 yards in total offense by Drake. Morehead State with only 41. And Drake's not a juggernaut offensively heading into this game.
Daly and Ramsour deep for Morehead State at opposite hash marks near the 5-yard line in Morehead State territory is kicking off. For Drake will be Ryan Schrader, the sophomore from Cedarburg, Wisconsin. 10:31 to go in the half. Plenty of time for Morehead State to start mounting a comeback that hopefully starts with this possession. Here's the boot. High and to the center of the field, running under it to his right. Ramsour comes back to his left across the 10-15, bounces off a tackler. Then bounces off a blocker, and then finally he's brought down near the 15.
He was bounced off a tackler and also bounced off one of his own teammates.
So only about 14 yards on the return. Not very good field position for MSU. Looked like he stumbled as he caught that kick, Jay, when he was running to his right.
Timeout on the field. 10:25 left to play here in the second quarter. Drake up 13-0 over Morehead State here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Morehead, is the official hair salon of Morehead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-H-O-T-T. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hothead Salon in Morehead. Like them on Facebook.
Line X of Morehead is your source for Line X protective coatings and now your source for Value Guard undercoating. Value Guard is a military-grade material that offers superior protection for any vehicle. First, they clean and condition the surface, fog all body cavities, then apply Value Guard undercoating to your vehicle. Platinum Series Line X bed coatings are also available. Line X of Morehead just off I-64 exit 133. Online at lineXofMorehead.com.
13-0, Drake on top. We have 10 minutes and 25 seconds left to go at the second quarter at Jane Stadium in this battle between Drake and Morehead State. Morehead State has the football going left to right from its own 15-yard line, the far hash mark. This could be a critical drive for the Eagles, Jay.
you have to get something going offensively. You know, Drake's had the football 14 minutes, actually 14 minutes and 1 second of this first half. And it's, you know, one of those situations where they can keep it away from your offense. And you don't want to get down too far in a situation between Morehead State and Drake.
Harris and Ramsour both in the backfield on either side of Carter Cravens, the quarterback, who's in the shotgun. Two receivers out to the right and one to the left. First and 10 from the 15. Four-man rush, handoff right. Harris tries to turn it inside and gets pretty much nothing. Maybe a yard. 277-pound senior Nolan Korzenowski. The nose guard with the stop. They're going to give him one out to the 16 officially, but it's second and nine. Again, that two-back set with Cravens in the middle. Two outside receivers right, one left. That's Tillman out to the left. Second and nine from his 16. Gives it to Ramsour, trying to get to the left end, and he'll never get there. He'll lose yardage back near the 13-yard line as Tom Shefty, the right defensive end, almost unblocked, came in there like a shot, dropped him around the legs.
Third and long.
They're going to move it back to the 12, so it's a loss of four. Morehead State, third and 13.
Morehead State, one of three in third down conversions in this game thus far.
Double slot to the right, wide out to the left, Harris to the right of Cravens. Now the slot man, the tight end Cohen in motion. Play action, back to throw, Cravens flushed out of the pocket. Fires it down the field, caught by Up at the 40, 45-yard line, and brought down near the 48-yard line in Morehead State territory on a saving tackle right there by C.J. Grisar, junior defensive back from Waukesha, Wisconsin.
34 yards on the completion.
And a Whitaker Bank first down for Morehead State. First and 10, shotgun snap, Cravens to throw. Firing it toward the left side, looking for Tillman, threw it away at the 47-yard line. He was well covered by outside linebacker Jacob Thompson.
Not a bad play, really, because you knew you weren't going to get anything and you didn't want to throw it or throw interception, so he threw it where only his receiver could get it or it's going to be incomplete.
Boy, that last pass before that, though, was a dart by Cravens.
Cravens now 3 of 8 in the first half, 51 yards.
Harris remains the running back with two receivers out to the right and one to the left. Second and 10 from his own 46 as he surveys a four-man line for Drake. High snap, handoff up the middle. Harris and nothing doing there. Stacked up right at the line by a whole bunch of Bulldog defenders. Middle linebacker Sean Allison among them. And they're going to move it 1 yard out to the 47.
Harris will come out. Lewis will come in.
Third down, nine. Morehead from its 47, down 13-0 here about midway through the second period. Cravens has Lewis to his right as he stands in the shotgun with two outside receivers right and one left. A lot of people at the line for Drake as they show blitz. They back off and rush forward. Cravens in the pocket, takes a hit. Now he'll be sacked as he comes forward. Back across the 45 to the 46.
That'll be a sack if he lost one.
And now we've got some mouthing going on between the two sides. Tristan Anderson.
Fourth down.
Sacking Carter Cravens. He's a defensive end. Loss of one on the play in Morehead State. Fourth and 10 from its 46 and not able to move the ball much this afternoon. Sends on Kip Warren to punt.
Christian Galvin
deep at the Drake 10 for the Bulldogs. 7:15 to go in the second. 13-0. Drake on top. Here comes the rush.
Oh!
Punt is barely away. He hits it to the right side of the field, bouncing at the 16, coming forward inside the 10 and out of bounds. Great kick by Warren at the 4-yard line.
Doesn't matter. Penalty against Drake. They run into the kicker. Oh!
Is it running into the kicker or roughing the kicker?
Makes all the difference.
And
running into it's just 5 yards. Roughing is a personal foul.
That's a 50-yard boot for Warren and a nice bounce out of bounds at the Drake 4, but let's see what it's all about.
It's running into the kicker, just the 5-yard variety.
Well, I think I'd go ahead and take the play.
The Eagles did decline, and they will take the punt.
But Rob is very upset. We have a timeout on the field. 6:59 left to play here in the second quarter. It's Drake 13, Morehead State nothing. Back after this break on the Eagle Sports Network.
Cassie here at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Morehead. We wanted to pop in with a friendly reminder that we have a huge canning selection filled with all your canning needs. A few items include jars, lids, bands, canners, cookers, and their parts, as well as seasoning mixes, pickle crisp, pickling lime, and salt. Stop by today for all your canning needs at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Morehead. Ace is the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore Selection. The best brands, Sealy, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic. So many to choose from, including two-sided mattresses. And today, queen mattresses start at just $2.99. If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore. The local guys with the best buys. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead. And on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Close Sunday.
Drake leads 13-0 over Morehead State, 6:59 to go in the second quarter at Jane Stadium. While we have a moment, let's step aside for 10 seconds and station identification on the Eagle Sports Network.
You're listening to Morehead State University football on the flagship station of Eagle Athletics, WIVY Morehead and WMST Mount Sterling.
Ball's at the Drake 4. The Bulldogs, last time they had it at the 4, drove 96 yards and 17 plays and scored. Took them 11 minutes and 12 seconds to do it.
Tom, you say that Andrew Strobel was very upset on the side.
Probably as upset as I've ever seen Morehead State's defensive coordinator, and I've seen him upset before. But, yeah, the edited for Family Radio Variety is something like, we are self-destructing. We came in as prepared as we could possibly be, but you're playing too scared to be great. And then outlined a couple of horribly missed reads as a group, not just individuals, but the entire unit, just not reading things the way they should.
Drake in the I formation from their four. Bailey is under center with a wide out to the right. Morehead State loads up in the box. First and 10 call. Second man through left side. That's Galvin. Struggling for yardage, picked up a few out to about the 8. Keenan Wolf, the middle linebacker, made that stop. They'll give him 4 to the 8-yard line, 2nd and 6. At some point, someone's going to have to make a play, Jay.
That is true. Wolf already with 5 tackles this afternoon. Kresak with 5. Porter with 5, and now Wolf with 5 in the first half.
Drake from its 8-yard line near the center of the field. Under center, Bailey, handoff to the right side, Galvin, and he's pounded right at the line of scrimmage. Boy, Noah Benza fought off his block and was waiting for Galvin as he got to the line.
Big third down play for Morehead State. Let's see if the defense can come up and stop him.
Officially 1 yard on the run by Galvin. Third down. 5, Drake from its 9.
Sixth time that Drake has been in a third down situation. They're 3 of 5 thus far.
Morehead State with a 4-man line as Bailey sits in the shotgun with a back to his left. 2 receivers either way. Left slot comes in motion for the quarterback as he retreats to the pocket. Throws it out to the left flat to Galvin to the sideline. Tripped up as he got across the 15 for a first down at the 16, maybe the 17-yard line, just getting enough of his ankles to knock him down was defensive back Luciano Corpora Ellis, the redshirt freshman from Woodstock, Georgia, but they convert with an 8-yard gain out to the 17, and they'll move the chains, and Drake will start all over again with a first down. Wing left, wide out right, 1 setback. Behind Bailey, who's under center. 5 at the line for Morehead. Toss sweep short side. Galvin broke a tackle, knocked down at the 19-yard line, though. Coming up for Morehead State, the Rover, Zane Porter. Wrestled him down with help from middle linebacker Keenan Wolf. Call at the 19, a gain of 2. 2nd and 8. Break up 13-0 here as we move toward the later reaches of the first half. 4:50 left to go in this second quarter. Second and 8, Drake from its 19. Double slot to the right for Bailey. Back to his right. Morehead State has 4 up front. To the left outside, he gives it to Boylan, who crosses the 20. Gets out to about the 24. Again, Kapora Ellis with the tackle for Morehead State. Gain of 4 to the 23. It'll be 3rd and 7 Bulldogs from their 23.
3rd down, 4 to go.
3rd and about 4, I think. Looks a little closer than 7.
Well, yeah, 3rd and 4, yeah. They got to get to the 27, excuse me. In the shotgun is Bailey with a man in motion from the right. 4-man rush as he retreats to the pocket. Steps up, he's got room to run, throws it down the middle. Was it caught near the 29? It looks like it was caught there with a lot of traffic around.
Oh,
nice,
man.
Grab in traffic.
That's a horrible spot. They gave him to the 28, and they called it a first down. They had to get, well.
That was tight end Parker Olthoff who made the diving catch right at the 28, so they picked up 5, and they'll move the chains again for Drake.
I didn't like that spot.
It was close. Bailey's back in the shotgun with 3 outside receivers. Outside left coming is Olthoff in motion. Play action, rolling right. Bailey to the right flat. Olthoff again, and he is hammering, coughed up the football. Boy, he took a real shot from behind and dropped the football. That was safety Jihad McCall who really belted him. Good play by McCall. And it's now 2nd and 10.
Eagles did a great job defending on that play. The intended receiver, Olthoff, had started to the far left outside, came in motion, just kept dragging across the middle, and the safeties tracked him and hit him perfectly to break that up.
2nd and 10, Drake from its 28, center of the field. 2 outside receivers left and back on either side for the quarterback, Bailey. Morehead State, 4 up front defensively on this 2nd and 10. Play action, Bailey to throw, screen out to the left side. 30, 35-yard line, 40-yard line, and finally run out of bounds as that pass came to Taj Hughes. First time we've seen him, the sophomore running back from Phoenix. And they'll mark it right at the 40, a gain of 12, and again move the chains for Drake. A lot of underneath stuff right now, Jay.
Yep. Bailey now 12 of 15, 116 yards here in the first half. 8th play of the drive.
They're at their 40, 1st and 10 with 2:33 left to go in the first half, up 13-0. Wideouts left and right, eyes set. Second man through right side, Boylan. Broke a tackle, got across the 40, out to about the 43-yard line. Jaleel Holmes with help from Zane Porter. In on the stop for MSU. Gain of 3, out to the 43.
Jay, if you've got the stat screen up, what's the time of possession discrepancy?
At about a quarter.
That's what I thought.
If they've had it for a quarter, let me get this latest one up while Chuck sets the plays up.
2nd and 8. We're going to mark it back at the 42. So a 2-yard run on the last one. Bailey back to throw, looking, pressure coming deep down the left side, and it's going to be caught by Mitch January on the leaping grab.
Nope.
At the 45. No, he dropped it coming down as he was hit around the legs by Caleb Lyons, who was right there with him. Good play by Lyons to break up that pass, and now Drake from its 42, 3rd and 8.
Before this drive, they've had it 14-01 compared to Morehead State's 9 minutes, but they've put together another 9-play, 38-yard drive. It's added about 6 minutes on the clock. So they've had it about 21 minutes of this first half.
3rd and 8, Drake from its 42 with a minute 47 to go in the second quarter. They're up 13-0. 2 receivers either way, right outside. Radica comes in motion. Shotgun snap, Bailey to throw, pressure coming down the middle, going to be caught at the 45-yard line by Radica, wrestled to the turf after he was hit by Zane Porter. The Porter, after almost missing him, came back and made the tackle with help from Keenan Wolf. They'll mark it right at the 45-yard line, only a pickup of 3, and it will be a 4th down punting situation for Drake, 4th and 5 from their 45 with 1:29 to go in the second quarter.
You have to think about this as if you're a coach, Chuck, the fact that you can't get down too far against Drake
because they take 10, 12 minutes off the drive. You're not going to get, what, maybe three possessions in the second half?
Yeah, you've got to stop them on third down, which has been a challenge for Morehead State, although the Eagles got that job done on that play.
Timeout on the field.
It's time.
1:29 left to play. Let's just keep it here, Chuck. We can tell you a little bit about what else is going on in the Pioneer Football League.
Well, we'll point this out while we have a moment. Both teams with all three timeouts left. So Morehead State getting the football has a chance maybe to march down the field and get some points before the break.
St. Thomas leading Dayton 20-7 at Welcome Stadium beginning of the fourth quarter. Marist leading Stetson 28-24. Presbyterian, Fitz Butler leading Presbyterian 21-17. In the third quarter, Southwest Minnesota beating Valparaiso 15-3 in the second quarter. And final in from Davidson 55-33. Davidson over San Diego. Of course, next week, Dayton will be here. 1 o'clock kickoff. We'll be on the air at 12:30 here on the ESN. The biggest rival, I think, in the PFL, Dayton comes to town next week, Chuck.
First, we've got...
It's not the same Dayton. It's not your father's Dayton team.
Well, right? And that's fine, because they were really good.
Yes.
So, Warren State about to get the football, Jay. We talked about three timeouts left for each team. That means MSU with three, so they've got the chance to get the football, use their timeouts wisely, and hopefully put some points on the board before the half ends to at least have something good to feel about going into the break.
I think you have to open it up. I mean, you don't have nothing to lose. So,
if I'm Drake, I'm thinking a possible fake here. You've got the two-touchdown lead. You've absolutely dominated this first half. You're close to midfield. Why not?
Because if you fail, you put Morehead State in scoring position.
Well, that's a point.
And that's probably why I wouldn't do it. But Dunning is on, apparently, in punt formation on 4th and 5, Drake, from its
45. Or it's coming after it.
Yep. Only man deep is Ram Sewer for MSU. Here they come, and they don't quite get there. Punt is away. Ram Sewer running back to his left. Caught it on the run at the 6-yard line, up to the 15. Tries to cut it to the right side. And just shy of the 20, he snowed under there. Pretty good return. And that was a bomb of a punt, too. About 49 yards.
Real nice punt.
And Ramsur with a decent return. Gets it out. Looks like they're going to spot him right at the 20. So about 14 yards for Caleb with that bring back. But now you're 80 yards away, Jay, with a minute 22 to go in the half and all three timeouts. And
well, you can throw it across the middle. You don't have to just
right
dink and dunk. The whole field's yours. Whatever you want to run.
MSU with a 2-by-2 set. Lewis is in the backfield next to the quarterback, Carter Cravens. First and 10 from his 20. Drake with four up front, and that's what they rush. Cravens back to throw. Flushed out to his right. On the move, he'll keep it. He's across the 25-30. Cuts to his left, 35-40. And finally stopped near the 42-yard line. Nice run out of scramble mode for the quarterback, Carter Cravens, as he picks up 22 and a late flag on the play. And this may be going against Drake. We'll see, although Drake is pointing at Morehead State.
The defender kept on... the grass of Carter's foot, shoe, ankle. I think he tried to kick him off because the clock was still running with 1:13 to play.
Free safety Tyler Radica may have saved the touchdown because he was the last man back there for the Drake defense.
Oh, they called it against both.
Now they're going to move the ball up to the 43. So, yeah, personal fouls against both teams are negated after the play. So, MSU for the Whitaker Bank first down from its own 43. 1:13 to go in the half. Now they've got some field position they can work with. From the shotgun, Cravens takes the snap and faces a four-man rush. Pressure coming, pass out to the left. And he underthrows his man out there. And as he was firing it, he was decked. And that ball was nearly picked off.
Trying to throw across his body and just didn't have enough to get it to his receiver.
The guy they got to watch out for is left defensive end Finn Claypool, the all-PFL selection, who last year had 8 sacks. He's a real good one. And he was right in the grill of Carter Cravens there.
Cravens
second
out.
And 10.
3 of 8 in the first half in the air.
Ball still at the 43. Shotgun snap. Four-man rush. Cravens to throw. Down the middle. Caught by up at the 45 of Drake inside the 40-yard line before he's dragged down by strong safety and cover man Caleb Bowling. Morehead State at the 39. 18 yards on that catch and run. Whitaker first down at the Drake 39-yard line, 54 seconds to go in the half. Cravens back in the shotgun. Three wideouts right, one left. Flushed out, running to his right. Fires it to the near sideline, caught by Daly at the near sideline. At the 33-yard line, steps out of bounds right there. And it looks like he may have enough. We're close to enough. Nope, not quite. The first down. It looks like he's short by a couple of yards. It's going to be at the 32-yard line, gain of 7. And it's second and 3. They're at the 32, need to get to the 29.
Drake's going to call a timeout defensively with 41 seconds to play.
Well, Morehead State's in a good spot, Jay. Two timeouts left. Second and 3 at the 32 of Drake. Down 13-0. They have a very good chance to maybe put some points on the scoreboard before we end this first half.
And you got the whole field to play with, as we mentioned. You don't have to go to the sidelines. You don't have to, you know, you could throw it over the middle. Because most of the time, the middle's open during this situation because you don't want nobody behind you. But you could get the football anywhere you want. You got two timeouts. Plenty of time. Just don't force the issue right now.
That's a great point. That was what I was about to say. If it's not there, throw it away. Don't turn it over here.
And we've seen Cravens do a better job at that. You know, not forcing a pass ends up being an interception. Or he's tucked it and ran the football. You know, he's grown up a lot over the last year.
He has a chance, I think, to be a very good one. He has Lewis as his running back on this second and 3 play at the 32-yard line of Drake. MSU, 3 wideouts to the left, 1 to the right. 41 seconds to go in the half. Shotgun snap, blitz coming. Cravens in the pocket, flushed out, throws it right sideline, diving at the near sideline at the 30. James Lewis, did he come up with it?
Yeah,
I think he did. They're going to give him the 29-yard line. That'll move the chains with that 3-yard play and a first down, Morehead State. That stops the clock since we're inside 2 minutes to go in the half.
And Razorback, first down.
From the 29, the shotgun snap on first down, pass to the near side to Ryan Up. And he'll run out of bounds inside the 25 and the 23, forced out by the Mike linebacker, Sean Allison.
Stopped by Sean Allison.
And give him 6 to the 23, second down and 4.
Second down.
23 seconds to go in the half. MSU down 13-0. At the Drake 23, second and 4. Cravens has Lewis to his right as he stands in the shotgun. Back to throw he goes. Steps up. Looks.
Run.
He's
going to
run with it inside the 20. 15. Right sideline. 10 and out of bounds. Near the 8-yard line. First and goal. Morehead State on the 15-yard scamper by quarterback Carter Cravens. 16 seconds to go in the half.
Drake takes another timeout.
I'd love to see a replay on that last play. I think Drake, on the left side of their defensive line, Morehead State's right side, tried to run a stunt and come to the outside. It broke down completely, opened up that entire side of the field, and there was no containment by the Drake defense, and Cravens had all sorts of room to run over there.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Tom, it looked like if the defender, Allison, doesn't come over to force him out of bounds, he goes all the way into the end zone with that ball.
I think you're right.
16 seconds to play, second quarter. 13-0 Drake. Morehead State with its golden opportunity here down at the 8-yard line.
First and goal. Whitaker Bank first down.
I don't know if first and goal is that important, and you got 16 seconds left and you're on the 8.
And Morehead State does still have 2 timeouts left.
Yep.
Cravens has 3 receivers wide to the left, tight end to the right, Cohen, back to his right is Lewis in motion from the left slot, Daly, back to throw goes Carter, loops it to the right side looking for Lewis, he was being held on the play, but there's no flag, he overthrows the pass, incomplete, well covered, defensively. Yeah, there are two Bulldogs over there, linebacker Jacob Thompson and free safety Tyler Radica.
So there was too much difference in height. If you're going to throw a lob pass or out in the flat against two defenders, have somebody that can at least see over the defenders.
Second and goal from the 8, 12 seconds to go.
We saw that last week.
Morehead State sees Cravens drop back in the shotgun. Lewis to his right. Wide receiver right to left. Draw play. Nope. Fake handoff. But a lot of time.
Go.
Cravens looking. Throws it toward the end zone. Just threw it away. He had no one open. He was throwing in the neighborhood of Daly, who was well covered by strong safety Caleb Bowling. And yeah, he may have been able to run with that one. You're right.
So it's third down. We're going to kick a field goal.
Right. 4 seconds to go in the half in Morehead State. We'll send on Nathan Hazlett. Hazlett, 4-4 in field goals, a long of 39. His holder will be punter Kip Warren. The ball will be placed at the 15-yard line at the right hash. We'll have to draw it back to his left just a bit. 13-0 Drake. Snap placement. The boot is up. The kick is on the way. And no good wide left.
Hazlett over the...
And there's a flag down right at the 15-yard line. I think the kicker may have been roughed. Yep.
Yep, Hazlett is down right next to that flag.
And still down.
Yep.
So do you take your points off the board?
Well, they missed the field goal.
Oh, okay. Why?
So, I mean, I guess...
I was watching the player in agony. I didn't make... I'm sorry.
Well...
Trainer Kyle Wolf is looking at the right leg of kicker Nate Hazlett.
Is it?
He's checking around the knee, just below the kneecap, and checking the flexibility of that knee right now.
Do you have one untimed play? You can't end on a defensive penalty.
I think you do.
Yeah.
The ball is at the 4-yard line, and this will make it about a 21-yard field goal try.
You ain't trying to field
goal. Hazlett will not be the one trying that field goal if it does happen, as he's being assisted off the field.
That's not a good sign.
Not putting any weight at all on that right leg.
I see you just...
It looks like the offense is coming out there.
You know, you always wish you had a 250-pound back. Well, you know they have a backup, Chuck. You know that...
First and goal at the 4.
Now Morehead State will be first and goal at the 4. This will be the final play of the first half, one way or another. Cravens under center with Ramsour directly behind him. Three receivers out to the left. Man in motion. Toss sweep left. Got it. Oh, broke a tackle at the 2 and goes in for a touchdown. Morehead State on the board.
Came back, got it, and then zigged and zagged into the end zone.
4-yard play on that pass for the touchdown. Carter Cravens to Ryan Up.
Now the personal foul.
And Braden Haynes on to replace Hazlett at place kicker to try the point after.
That's a Kentucky Lottery lucky 7th touchdown for Morehead State.
You're right.
Haynes waits. Snap placement, line drive shot. The kick is no good, wide left. But Morehead State does score before the first half ends. Your score at halftime at Jane Stadium in this PFL battle. Drake 13, Morehead State 6. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Your annual homecoming tailgate party was a rousing success. You caught up with your weird cousin Phil. You and your buddy Dave were crowned cornhole champions. Your famous potato salad drew rave reviews. The home team even won. But the best part was what didn't happen. You didn't drive home buzzed. You got a ride home from your cousin Phil, who may be weird, but also definitely sober. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers a variety of loans to cover your needs. Wanting to purchase a house or car, start a remodel or new construction? What about buying an ATV or a boat just for fun? We offer a variety of loans. Call or stop by today at one of our 5 banking centers for more information. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hungry? Stop by Giovanni's in Moorhead, 700 East Main Street. They feature classic and premium pizzas, pasta and salads, classic and premium subs, calzones, traditional and boneless chicken wings, and a wide range of sides, including breadsticks. There's lunch specials, too. Stop by for lunch or dinner, dine in or take out. Call 606-755-2100, order online at giovannispizzapower.com, or use the drive-thru with the new Giovanni's, 700 East Main Street, Moorhead.
You've heard the term buy local. How about play local? When you play Keno and other games from the Kentucky Lottery, your dollars are going directly to fund scholarships and grants for Kentucky students. Play Keno anywhere Kentucky Lottery is sold. Convenience stores, bars, on your laptop, or on your mobile device. Visit kylottery.com to play Keno online or go to your favorite Kentucky Lottery retailer. Please play local. Have fun and help Kentucky students too. Play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Moorhead State is on the board. They benefit from roughing the kicker call when they tried a field goal, which they missed. The bad news is Nathan Hazlett was hurt and had to be helped off the field and helped to the locker room. But Moorhead State, one untimed play before the end of the first half, and they made it count as Carter Cravens tossed a little wide receiver bubble screen to Ryan Up, who got a couple of good blocks, broke a tackle, and got to the end zone. And with the extra point missed by backup kicker Braden Haynes, Moorhead State at the break in the ball game, but trailing 13-6.
You know, it's one of this half, Chuck, that each club put together long drives. Drake had two long drives. Moorhead State had a long drive to end that half, and you know, it's Moorhead State's not played bad, Chuck. We saw them play a good game last week, just couldn't finish. So maybe they're turning the corner in this season, Chuck. I'll go ahead and take a look at the scoring, and we get the halftime festivities underway. Drake scored first. Borland on a 64-yard run. Capped a two-play, 59-yard drive. Came with 14:01 left to play in the first quarter. Dunning's point after made it 7-0. Drake, that's how we stood at the end of the first quarter. Drake leading 7-0. Drake then extended that to 13-0. Robicha, 15-yard pass. This is my papers fly up in the air. 15-yard pass from Luke Bailey. Dunning's kick capped a 17-play, 96-yard drive. Took 11 minutes and 12 seconds off the clock. 13-0 in that time. And it was Drake having its way with Moorhead State. But Moorhead State put together a end of the second quarter drive. 10-play, 80 yards, 1:22 off the clock. Ryan Up caught the 4-yard pass from Carter Cravens. Brendan Hayes' point after was no good, but it was 13-6 at that time, and Moorhead State trails it by 7 at intermission. When we come back, we'll have our MSU halftime feature, and then we will return here to Jane Stadium and take a look at the first half individual and team stats, and also have one more look around the PFL at the half. Once again, it's Drake leading Moorhead State 13-0. You're listening to Football Action here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Today we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Len and Lime.
Hello.
For new Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine-free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So it could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right. Oh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
New Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.
Calling all Eagle family members. It's time to get your brand new Eagle Family Sports Pass. Immediate family members of current MSU students can get general admission to each and every Moorhead State University home athletic event for just $40 per person. That's it. No strings attached. You and your family can enjoy every Moorhead State home athletic event all year long for only $40 per person. All the details are available on MSUEagles.com.
buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday. Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
You may have been born to be wild, but you weren't born to be dead from a needless motorcycle crash. So when you're even just a little impaired, you do not get your motor running. You do not head out on the highway. What you do is get a ride from a sober friend, a taxi or rideshare service, or public transportation. Because you may be looking for adventure, but you're not looking for trouble. Please ride sober. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
This is Morehead State Today. I'm Paul Hitchcock, and our guest is Casey Quickle, Associate Director of Student Housing at Morehead State University. So let's begin. What are some of the housing options at Morehead State University?
We have multiple options across campus. For our first-year students, we have some of our traditional-style facilities like Cartmel Hall. For our upper-class students, we have buildings like Andrews, which have the suites. And we also have the apartments on campus like Eagle Lake, Mays Hall, and Normal Hall. We just got one of our buildings back online, which is really exciting, Thompson Hall. And so now it is in our inventory for this upcoming year, which is really exciting.
You mentioned the apartments. Are they just for married housing?
The apartments are for anybody who has over 45 credits, earned 45 credits, and is in good standing with the university. And so they're able to select that option. We have some single apartments. So again, they'll have a full bathroom and a full kitchen. Or we have double apartments, which will be two people in one bedroom that will also have the full bathroom and the full kitchen. And we have triples that'll have three people in the room. One person will have a single room, and then the other two will share a very large bedroom with a very large closet with a bathroom and a full kitchen. So our apartments are highly coveted.
So for residents staying on campus, what kind of academic support do you have?
That's a really great question. When you live on campus and sign a contract with us, you are guaranteed to have an RA assigned to you. So your RA is there to help you transition into your facility, so make sure that you know where the laundry facility is, where the kitchen facility is. And if you're a first-year student, they'll help you figure out where your classes are, where Baird is, if that is where your classes are. Good study skills, time management skills, and really help a student be successful. So we may not be able to be in your classes and help you study with the exact information you have for exams, but we can teach you how to study well. We can bring people in to have those study sessions. And in terms of support, you have your RA that's going to live on the floor with you. So if there's a roommate conflict, or if you are really struggling in classes, they go through extensive training on what is offered, what support is offered on campus, so we can get you connected with the person that you need at that time. We also have 24/7 on call, so if something were to happen in the evening, we have staff that are there 24/7 that you can call. You know, we'll be there to have a conversation and make sure that you're okay.
Well, what about some of the individuals who may have disabilities? Do you have accommodations for individuals with developmental disabilities?
We certainly do. And we have it for disabilities, whether they're invisible or visible. Your first start is going to be with disability services, and you'd meet with a woman named Misty Litton, and you'll fill out paperwork with her so that she can verify and make sure you have all the necessary documentation, and then she'll work with me in order to meet that accommodation, whether it be a private room or a lower floor or somebody who has a evacuation assistant needs, or even if you are have a mobility disability, we're able to ensure that we can meet that.
How can someone contact the Office of Student Housing for more information?
We have an email that you can email us at housing@morehedstate.edu, so housing@morehedstate.edu.
This has been Morehead State Today, and our guest has been Casey Quickle, Associate Director of Student Housing. Morehead State Today is a production of Morehead State University, produced in the studios of Morehead State Public Radio. More information on academics, admissions, and campus life at Morehead State University can be found online at moreheadstate.edu. Thank you.
$25 mix-and-match breakfast, make goodness into your morning. Pick any two handcrafted favorites for only $5. Choose a made-from-scratch biscuit stacked with sausage and egg, biscuit and gravy, or a country fried steak biscuit. With Hardee's 2-for-5 mix-and-match breakfast, you get double the breakfast goodness for just $5. Hardee's, goodness in the making. These items are tax not included. Price and participation may vary.
Summertime and the living is easy here off the beaten path in and around Moorhead and Round County, Kentucky. Go to visitmoorhead.com and take your pick of outdoor music or indoor folk art or fishing or hiking or water sports or whatever floats your boat here where the bluegrass meets the mountains in the foothills of the Daniel Boone National Forest. We're off the beaten path, but easy to find. Just follow the fun.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
If you're building or buying a new home, congratulations. We're one of your neighbors, and we can help. We're First Federal Savings and Loan, 211 West Main Street in Moorhead. We've helped a lot of neighbors with purchases, refinancing, and construction lending. We'll find you the right loan, the best rate, and guide you through the entire process. Call us at 784-4187. Welcome to your new home. Let First Federal Savings and Loan help. After all, that's what neighbors are for. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Subject to credit approval. NMLS number 657533.
Welcome back to Jane Stadium. Drake over Morehead State 13-6 here at intermission. First half numbers brought to you by Whitaker Bank. First downs, Morehead State with 8, Drake with 9. Morehead State has thrown the ball 12 times for 59 yards. Drake 15 times for 86 yards. Morehead State with 89 yards passing. Drake with 131. So total offensive plays, Morehead State 27, 148 yards. Drake 33 for 217 yards. Morehead State's punted the ball 3 times for 40 yards. Drake 2 times for 41 yards. Time of possession, Morehead State had the ball 10:22 of the first half. Drake 19 minutes and 38 seconds. Third down conversions, Morehead State 2 of 5, and Drake was 5 of 8. Drake 1-1 in fourth down conversions, 1-1 in red zone scoring chances, as is Morehead State. Boylan rushing, 9 carries, 82 yards in the first half. Passing, Luke Bailey for Drake, 14 of 18, 131 yards and 1 touchdowns. For Morehead State, Carter Cravens, 5 carries, 52 yards in the air. 8 of 15 for 89 yards. Up, the leading receiver for Morehead State with 4 receptions in that first half. Tackles for Morehead State, Wolf, Prezak, both with 6, Porter with 5 for Morehead State, Allison with 4 for Drake, Holmes with 1 sack in that, one tackle for loss in the first half for Morehead State. Once again at the half, it's Drake 13, Morehead State 6. We'll come back. We'll have a word with Rob Pidger. Also have our PFL scoreboard before we get the second half kickoff after this on the Eagles Sports Network.
Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs at 1695 Flemingsburg Road in Moorhead has something for everyone. Dine in, carry out, and catering available. They have tender steaks, mouth-watering ribs, lunch specials, and an inspired kids menu. On Wing and Wednesday from 4 to closing, there's dollar bone-in wings and 75-cent boneless wings. For dessert, enjoy 4 styles of yummy Cheesecake Factory desserts and much more. Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs in Moorhead. Call 606-783-0467.
Hinton Mills 18th Annual Feed Day Sale is October the 6th through the 14th at all six locations. Save $1 per bag on Hinton Mills branded feeds, made fresh with local ingredients. Save $5 per tub and 10% off on select minerals. Automatic cattle waterers are 10% off. Save on a wide range of bunks, bale feeders, and mineral feeders. Check out our Antler Builder branded products and farm essentials like cover crop wheat, rock salt, antifreeze, and propane. Come and save during Hinton Mills Feed Days, October the 6th through the 14th. Hinton Mills, serving farmers since 1918.
13-6. Drake leading Morehead State. Trying to see if Tom Lewis, he's making his way down to Coach Rob Tenure. Tom, take it away.
All right, thanks, Jason. Here with Coach Tenure. Rob, almost a 2-1 discrepancy in time of possession, but still very much in this ball game. Just down by 13-6 count right now.
You know, it kind of feels like last week a little bit. You know, just a really back and forth game in the first half, and then second half. Hopefully, we can. It'll be our week to win this half. But we gotta string some things together. We've got to get some stops on third downs defensively, and then offensively, we've got to be able to rush the football a little bit on early downs and make some third downs manageable. I liked we got into some tempo there the first end of the first half offensively. We may have to do a little more of that here in the second half.
Scary moment there at the end of the first half. Your fine place kicker Nate Hazlett going down. What can you tell us about his status?
Not sure yet. And we taped him up here. We're going to see what he can do. If not, we're going to have to make a decision there who's going to step in for him.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Back upstairs.
All right, 13-6. Drake leading Morehead State. Not a definite answer for kicker Nate Hazlett.
He was down there, Jay. He's down there. He's limping pretty good, 22. Though.
You know, if you have a kicker who may not be as good as Hazlett, and then Hazlett's come on, but you've got several of the players trying to work themselves.
He's right now leaving and heading back toward the locker room.
Yeah, I'm standing right here, guys. He's with Kyle Wolf, the head football trainer, and a look of discouragement on Nate's face. He's pulling his jersey up underneath his shoulder pads, and just from the body language and the facial expressions, I don't think the prognosis is looking good.
Well, that's why you have other players. What's the saying? Next man up. We'll have to see who will be the next man up. Were you surprised that your punter didn't try to point after?
No, I wasn't, Jay, but the Eagles do have Sue Lee back from last year, who was the backup kicker, and the junior from Sacramento, California, I'm talking about, and they elected to go instead with Braden Haynes, the redshirt junior transfer. And he missed the kick, but you know he was coming in there cold, not ready maybe to get out there and do what he had to do, not expecting to go out there. So, you know, I'm not going to place a whole lot of blame in that situation to Braden for missing the kick. But at the same time, I was a little surprised that Lee was not kicking that extra point try.
Next week, Morehead State at home. That's going to be weird. Two straight weeks at home after the start of this season. Dayton comes to town. Would you say, Mr. Moraz, the PFL biggest rival for Morehead State? Dayton comes to town, 1 o'clock kickoff. Dayton, let's see, they were getting beat this afternoon. St. Thomas beating them in Dayton at 20-7, and that's early in the fourth quarter. They've already been shut out one time at home for the first time since football was discovered. And so not the same Dayton team, but still a very good program.
Yeah, and they know Morehead State's arrival too as well. They'll come in here ready to play, no doubt about it. And it will be a difficult game for Morehead State. But one that I think the Eagles have a chance to win.
Need a big crowd on hand. It's a 1 o'clock kickoff. We just kind of just juggle the kickoffs anymore. We're not done afternoon, mid-afternoon, but it's back to a normal 1 o'clock kickoff, 12:30 airtime here on the ESN.
Well, the good news in this ball game, Jay, is Morehead State winning the toss, the opening toss, and electing to defer will start the third quarter with the football and some momentum after scoring that touchdown at the very end of the second quarter.
Yeah, Rob mentioned the momentum they got towards the end of that first half. Now you add to that, and let's see what more at stake could do here in the second half.
Caleb Ramseur and Kylie Daly, the deep men in the kick return team from Morehead State.
I think Ramseur has to get more involved in this offense in the second half.
Yeah, he is definitely a player who can make big plays and did last week. We saw him with the touchdown run at the very end. It was just an unbelievable one run as he popped out of traffic and broke it wide to the right and scored from 16 yards away when we both thought that the St. Thomas defense had him completely bottled up. And Ramseur is a guy who never gives up on any play. And we said he's a playmaker. Schrader kicking off, the left footer for Drake to start the second half. 35 to our left as here he comes into the football and boots it high and to the near side. Right about the 3-yard line, Ramseur coming to his right. 15, 20-yard line, and dragged down from behind as he crosses the 20.
Oh, here we go.
And a flag comes down as it was Luke Woodson, the reserve running back, the sophomore from Deerfield, Illinois, who made the stop. And looks like Ramseur is still down.
Yeah, landed on him. 14:54, 6 seconds. This is not what you want, 6 seconds into the third quarter, and he is in some pain. Looks like it. I don't want to speculate. Looked like a leg injury.
18-yard return for Ramseur. And we talked about him getting the football. Now we just have to get him into the lineup here in the second half because looks like, as you mentioned, he's in some distress out there at the moment.
Helmet off. Not even on his back. Now they're going to help him up. Nothing's broken, I don't think.
And he'll need to be assisted to the sideline.
Now he's putting some
now
weight on it.
Now he's starting to put some weight on that foot.
That's good.
But he is limping very noticeably.
So 6 seconds in, we've lost another player maybe. We'll get an update from the sidelines a little bit later.
They gave him the 22-yard line. So Morehead State from its own 22 will start. First and 10 going right to left. Chance Harris, the running back, to the left of the quarterback, Carter Cravens. Four up front defensively for Drake out of the left slot, up in motion. A little toss to the left in the flat. Catching it, Harris got a block, 25-30. Squirts by another tackler and gets out close to the 33-yard line for a Morehead State and a Whitaker Bank first down. Gain of 11.
I like this up-tempo offense.
Tackleback Caleb Bowling, assisted by Holden Hughes.
Morehead State from its 33, the left hash, first and 10. Harris lines up to the right of Cravens, who's in the shotgun. 2-by-2 set, 4 up front defensively for Drake. Here comes the outside blitz. Harris around the left corner, gets a block and crosses the 35 before he's gang tackled near the 36. Finn Claypool led the defensive charge for Drake, their fine defensive end. Give him 3, and Morehead State second and 7.
Second and 7 at the 36.
Carter Cravens will have a two-back set as he has Lewis and Harris on either side of him. The tight end is basically a wing to the left. Now in motion goes Harrison Cohen. Hand off running right. Lewis getting some blockers, trying to get to the corner. Jumps a tackle. Got out to the 38 and fights his way out close to the 39 before he's stopped along the far sideline. Will linebacker Jacob Thompson among the Bulldog tacklers. They're going to say officially he went down at the 38, after a 2-yard run. And so Morehead State with a critical third and 5 here, trailing early third quarter, 13-6 at home to Drake. Cravens will have his tight end as a slot to the left side, just outside the left tackle. Wideouts left and right. Harris, the running back, to his right as he stands in the shotgun. Cohen in motion. Play action. Cravens looks to run with it, and Thompson comes up from his outside linebacker spot to knock him down for a loss as he was trying to get back across the 35. Not sure that was a designed run or not. Loss of 2 back to the 36. And Morehead State, 4th and 7. And on the punt, Kip Warren.
Quick update on Caleb Ramseur. The training staff has taken his left shoe off. Kyle Wolf now wrapping that left ankle. Hopefully he'll be able to test it out after they get it retaped and wrapped and see if he can go again.
Christian Galvin deep at his own 20-yard line for Drake. Here comes the punt by Warren. Very high and to the right side of the field. Galvin calls fair catch right at the 24-yard line of the Bulldogs and snags it there. 40-yard punt, no return. Drake takes over for its first possession of the second half from its 24-yard line, first and 10. 12:09 to go in the third, still early in the second half, and Drake in front, 13-7. 13-6, excuse me. Boylan is the running back to the right of Luke Bailey, the quarterback. Two receivers outside right, one left. Now Boylan sets up to the left side of his quarterback. Morehead State blitzing. Hand off Boylan off the left side. Bounces off a tackler. Jaleel Holmes finally runs out of bounds, just shy of the 30-yard line. Right at the 29, so he gained five.
Only the fifth drive for Drake in this contest.
But they've had the ball for so long on each one of those possessions.
Well, they scored a touchdown on the second play of their first time. They had to punt it the second time. Had the 17-play, 96-yard drive the third time, and then right before half, punted the football that enabled Morehead State to put together a long drive and score before the end of the first half.
Second and five, Drake, play action, rolling right, Bailey, sidearm throw down the field to his tight end, Rodriguez, who gets across the 40 out to the 44 for the rover for Morehead State. Zane Porter brings him down. Mark it at the 44 exactly, 15 yards and a fresh set of four for the Bulldogs.
Just checked in with trainer Kyle Wolf. It is official. Kicker Nathan Hazlett is done for the day. So the Eagles are going to have some decisions to make as far as the kicking game the rest of the way.
And Ramsey is standing right beside him going through some stretching exercises.
Yep, they're going to test that ankle out and see if he can come back.
Eyes set behind the quarterback, Bailey, who's under center. Morehead State loads the box. Play action. Bailey running left. Fires it out. Batted away by the blitzing Jaleel Holmes.
See, that's the time that sidearm hurt Drake because he went sidearm and Holmes able to get his body in front of the pass.
He nearly got both hands on it and picked
and
it off.
Took it the other way.
And it would have been a touchdown, Morehead State. So it's now second and 10 for the Bulldogs from their 44.
Nice crowd on hand.
Yeah.
We haven't been here forever, it seemed like.
Two outside receivers left for Bailey, flanked by a back on either side. Morehead State with four up front, rushing that. Handoff to the near side. Boylan turns the corner. He's to the 50 and thrown out of bounds as he gets into Morehead State territory near the 48-yard line. Coming up and making that tackle from his cornerback spot was Ben Haywood.
Give Haywood a lot of credit at the end of that play. He got the offensive player out of bounds and then disengaged as they got to the sideline to avoid that potential late hit personal foul.
8-yard run for Boylan sets up third and two for Drake at the Morehead State 48-yard line. Eye set, two tight ends, wide out left. Morehead State loads the box. Bailey now may be changing the play at the line. Play action. Bailey rolling left, being chased by Wolf on the blitz down the left side. Nearly picked off at the 40-yard line by Zane Porter as he undercut the receiver. Incomplete as he couldn't hang on to it, but Morehead State nearly had the football. Pass intended for Parker Oldhoff, the tight end, the sophomore from Irvine, California.
And we have an injured Eagle on the far sidelines. They're going to be fourth down and two at the Morehead State 48.
Yeah. So
congratulations to the Morehead State volleyball team. They bounced back. 3-0 win this morning against Western Illinois. I don't know how you start at 10 o'clock. That's an early
your
start.
Heart probably doesn't start till about 10:30 on Saturday, does it?
Nope.
Well, the injured Eagle is jogging off the field. That's defensive back Elijah Graham, the redshirt sophomore from Federal Way, Washington. And let's see what Drake will do on this fourth and two from the MSU 48.
Yeah, Jay's Saturday start around 10:30, weekdays around 11.
Yeah. Hey, I was 25 years old before I knew they were two 6:30s. Gee.
Well, they've got their offense back there, back out there on the field. Will they run a play or try to draw Morehead State offside?
I'm guessing they're going to just try to draw them off sides and call the timeout, but stranger things have happened.
Double slot to the left for Bailey and company. Fourth and two at the Morehead 48. They're up by seven. Shotgun snap. Bailey running right, looking, being chased. Fires it to the sideline. Going to be caught. And it looks like an apparent first down. Sam Rodriguez
at the 44. Be a gain of four.
Made the catch.
Did he come back in bounds?
There is a flag right at the point where that catch was made.
And the official has his hat off, which usually signals he went out of bounds and came back in to get it.
Ben Haywood out of the secondary.
Unless he just wanted some sun on his head.
Yeah. Four-yard play, an apparent first down for Drake. Yep. You guys called it. Illegal touching by Drake as Rodriguez went out of bounds, came back inbounds to make that catch, and now Drake will likely punt the football with his penalty. Let's move back to the 48-yard line.
First and 10 for Morehead.
They gave it to Morehead State.
Yeah.
Did they not walk it off and make a run a play on something like that? No? Okay.
Fourth and two. Now we have a timeout on the field. Let's take a break. 9:50 left to play the third quarter. It's Drake 13, Morehead State 6, back after this break on the Eagle Sports Network.
Fall into savings all this week on many of your fall favorites at Allen's IGA. You'll find fresh, lean, store-made ground chuck is just $4.19 a pound. Selected varieties of our family canned vegetables are just 50 cents a can. And McIntosh and Gala apples are 2 3-pound bags for only $5. Falling prices at Allen's IGA, downtown Morehead. Visit Allen's website for money-saving coupons. IGA.
Your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to find the best place to get a quick loan, the best place to buy or sell a firearm, the best place to buy jewelry, the lowest prices on cell phones, laptop computers, televisions, and much more. The best place to buy fishing gear, the place with 10-month layaway that's open 7 days a week for your convenience. Your mission is to visit Bypass Pawn in Morehead, Kentucky. This message will self-destruct.
Well, Morehead State able to turn Drake over on downs as the ball is at the MSU 48-yard line. The Eagles are down with 9:50 left to go in the third quarter, 13-6 to Drake, but MSU with great field position to make a run at this ball game and maybe tie it up.
Yeah, Morehead State, you know, not played bad. I mean, it just seemed like you never could get anything going offensively. Of course, we saw that in the first half last week on the road. They led 7-0 at the half, and then it was one of those situations that the Tommies woke up in the second half, especially in the third quarter, and put together some offense. Of course, they're one of the better teams in the PFL.
Well, with a name like Tommies, they've got to be good.
Yeah. Tommy boys. Yeah, you know, I saw them. They ran out of their car, and they were screaming, "Bees! Bees!"
So Morehead State right to left from its 48-yard line with a first and 10. James Lewis is in there at running back to the left of Carter Cravens, who's in the shotgun. Three wideouts in the ballgame, showing blitz Drake and coming. Delayed handoff right side, Lewis to his right, spins back to his left and dives to the 50.
Well, Elijah Graham still limping a bit on the Morehead State sideline, but getting around pretty well. Caleb Ramsour not quite as optimistic, as he's still being assisted by a member of the training staff as he hobbles along behind the Eagle players along the sideline.
2-yard run sets up 2nd and 8. Blitz coming. Cravens back to throw to the right flat. Got it to Cohen, the tight end. Broke a tackle. Broke another one. Got inside the 44-yard line before he's turned back. Kamani Wilson, the left corner, with help. Finally, bring him down. Short by a couple of yards of that first down. Picked up 6. So Morehead State's first pass to the tight end gets him in a good spot here. 3rd and 2 at the 44 of Drake.
We need a golf cart. Our players have to limp to the training room. That could hurt a little bit.
get a golf cart or a gator. Come on now. Athletics.
Third and two, MSU from the Drake 44. Shotgun snap. Handoff right up the middle. Lewis. Little guy puts his head down, drives forward. I think he's got the first down right at the 42.
I don't know.
Well, depend on the spot.
Yeah.
It's going to be close.
Yes. And the
far side. A little bit short, maybe?
Far side official gave a horrible placement.
Just outside the 42, fourth and inches for Morehead State. Cravens under center. Gets help from behind, a shove from Lewis as he pushes the pile forward. And this time, I think Morehead State does have the first down.
Left foot, right foot.
Second effort by Cravens into that big scrum at the line of scrimmage.
Yep.
And it is first down, Morehead State, a Whitaker Bank first down.
With one of those controversial tush pushes to give him the extra oomph to get across the line.
How controversial are they?
Didn't hear you, Jay.
How controversial are they?
Well, in the NFL, apparently quite this past week.
1 yard run, first and 10, Morehead State, after the Whitaker Bank first down at the 41 of Drake. Man in motion, Cohen to the left. Play action, Cravens to throw, launching it deep to the left side. Double covered is Daly at the 15 yard line. Underthrown and to his left and incomplete. Back there covering for Drake out of the secondary was Ethan Zager, along with cornerback Tony Graham, and they had the receiver blanketed. Second and 10. Zager, a safety. Morehead from the 41. Looks at the second and long.
Cravens 10 of 18 in the air.
Chance Harris is now in there at running back to the right of Cravens. Two wideouts left, one right. Blitzing. Drake, pass to the right side. Going to be snared there at the 31-yard line. And a first down, Morehead State are close to it. See who made that catch for MSU. I think that was Trayvon Clinton. It was.
Find it a bit curious, guys, as Morehead State marches deeper into Drake territory. None of the Morehead State place kickers is warming up on the sideline right now.
Kamani Wilson, the cover man, made the stop on Clint. 11-yard catch for Clint to the 30-yard line of Drake. First and 10, Morehead State. Whitaker Bank first down as Cravens on first down, flushed out of the pocket, wants to run with a tackle from behind near about the 27-28-yard line of Drake as he was hit from behind around the ankles, and he's getting up, as you mentioned, very, very slowly. As getting him at the ankles.
And a defensive player also.
Yeah,
didn't get up.
I think it was Tristan Anderson who got Cravens around the ankles to trip him up, and the player who's down had come in to assist on the tackle and ended up taking the brunt of the contact.
I think he's got a cramp the way they're pushing those toes down.
Only about 2 yards on that carry by Carter Cravens. He looked like he might get more than that, but it didn't work out. And Morehead State will be second and 8 at the 28 of the Bulldogs as they continue to attend to the injured Bulldog player who's on his back on the field. And you're right, Tom, I think it's a cramp. And coming off the field will be nose guard Nolan Korzenowski.
It's still 79. Here we are in October, and it's 79 degrees mid-afternoon here in Kentucky. A little humid as well. Of course, we're not complaining, because within a month it'll be 30 degrees, and we'll be complaining that there's no heat in the press box. But it's just one of those things. It's pretty warm for this situation. While we have time, let's step out 10 seconds for station identification here on the Eagle Sports Network.
You're listening to Morehead State University football on the flagship station of Eagle Athletics, WIVY Morehead and WMST Mount Sterling.
Didn't get a chance earlier. That catch by Trayvon Clint was a really good one, Jay. He had to reach back to his left and above his head, and he snared that with two hands, and it was a good sure-handed catch, and I was impressed with the way he grabbed that ball to pick up those 11 yards.
Yeah, he put both hands around the football when he caught it, and that's a mark of a good receiver. Hopefully we can see him get more involved in this passing game here in the last 6:35 of the third quarter.
Eight to go.
So maybe the walking wounded by the time we get there.
Second and 8, Morehead State from the 28-yard line. of the Bulldogs. MSU down 13-6, 6:35 to go in the third. Tandem receivers to the right, wide out in the slot to the left for Craven, showing blitz Drake and coming with it.
Oh,
Craven's on the keeper off the left side, huge hole. He's inside the 20, 15, spun around and knocked down at the 13-yard line. And the guy who caught him was defensive end Finn Playful, who really hustled back to make that tackle, but they'll give Morehead State a Whitaker Bank first down at the 13 on the 15-yard run by Craven.
I don't know if that was a run-pass option. Cravens just took it away when he saw the linebacker coming, but smart play by your Eagle quarterback.
And a quick decision. First and 10 from the Drake 13. Cravens with Harris to his left in the shotgun. Left slot, up goes in motion, back to the right. Five up front defensively, Drake. Handoff running right. Nope, Cravens with the keeper. He'll throw it to the end zone toward the pylon near corner. Overthrown, incomplete. Trying to find Kyle Daly. May have had about a half step on his defender, but there was that sideline looming, and it was a difficult throw for Carter Cravens to connect on, thus the incompletion.
Quick update on the Morehead State kicking situation. Redshirt freshman Thomas Schwartz, the fifth. 6'1", 175, redshirt out of Trainer, Iowa, warming up on the sideline. I asked him, are you the next man up? He just nodded and said, yes.
So Morehead State, second and 10 from the 13. Hopefully the Eagles will need him for an extra point. Cravens with Harris to his left. Drake jockeying around for position on defense. Cravens on the keeper around the left corner, turns it up the field. Got to the 10, belted down by one of the Drake's safeties. Ethan Zager. They'll mark it right at the 10 for a 3-yard play. Third down and 7, Morehead State at the Drake 10. Big play here, especially with your star kicker out for the game after being hurt in the first half.
Well, Morehead State's had trouble going from tackle to tackle in these situations, but let's talk about it. How about that? Morehead State calls a timeout. 5:14 left to play in the third quarter. It's Drake 13, Morehead State 6. Back after this break on the Eagle Sports Network.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Morehead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a Frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Morehead.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Morehead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance.
Third and 7, Morehead State from the 10. Cravens back to throw with pressure coming down the middle of the field. Threw a lot of bodies and incomplete. It was behind two receivers who were running crossing routes, Kyle Daly and Harrison Cohen. And the incomplete brings up 4th and 7 from the 10, and Morehead State is sending out the field goal unit. And as Tom mentioned just a few moments ago,
Schwartz.
It will be Thomas Schwartz, the fifth, the redshirt freshman from Trainer, Iowa, who will be trying a field goal from the 17-yard line. So 27 yards on the try from the left hash. Snap placement, the boot by Schwartz on the way, and good. Yeah, that a boy.
May the Schwartz be with you.
And Schwartz adds three more for MSU. Your score with 5:06 to go in the third quarter. Drake now 13, Morehead State 9. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. This is Lisa Kidd, Morehead Area Operations Officer. I'm proud to call Morehead home and love meeting my fellow Kentuckians. Community is at the heart of what we do, and I look forward to helping you along your financial journey. So stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Gateway Cycles at Mount Sterling has CF Moto side-by-sides built to fit any job, shed, or budget. The new U-Force lineup of hard-working machines feature the perfect model for your needs. Like the U-Force 600 series, perfect for any farm, cabin, or ranch. With a 580cc engine and powerful winch, you can't go wrong with this workhorse. How about the U-Force 1000 featuring a three-person bench? Take your family and friends on this one. No matter what U-Force machine you choose, you've got a work partner that can handle their own. Stop by Gateway Cycles in Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
Well, Morehead State gets a 27-yard field goal from Thomas Schwartz, the fifth. We may just call him Thomas Schwartz because we don't know the other four guys.
12 play, 42 yards, 4:44 off the clock.
They got points, Jay. That was important.
Very important. 13-9 now. You're down in one possession. You got some clock in the third quarter. And, you know, it just seems like Morehead never can get over that hump offensively. You're close, you're knocking on the door, you just can't kick the doggone thing down.
So they're down by four, which means they have to hold and get a touchdown to take the lead. Still a lot of time left, though. I mean, a couple of field goals obviously work just as well, but at the same time, everyone prefers touchdowns over field goals. Let's see who kicks off for Morehead State. It is going to be Braden Haynes, the redshirt junior from, I can't even pronounce his hometown.
Schwartz got a great welcome back to the sideline after that made field goal right there. Among the group was Nate Hazlett. He's in a walking boot on his right foot and ankle, and I asked him what happened. He said it is his ankle. We initially thought knee, but he said it's his ankle, and asked him what the prognosis was, and he kind of shook his head, but he said, I'll be back.
Here comes Haynes into the football. Line drive shot down the near side. It's going to bounce out of bounds near the 10-yard line. Flag goes down, of course. Ulitawa, if I'm pronouncing it correctly, Tennessee is Haynes' hometown. I probably am not, and I apologize to his family and the folks from that fair city in Tennessee.
You know what? You won't be the Grand Marshal of the Uwala
Memorial Day Parade.
Yep.
Now, this is going to be a great disappointment to my parents when I have to tell them that, but I guess that's the way it goes. So the ball is at the 35-yard line, their own 35 for the Drake Bulldogs, and they're first and 10 from there to start this possession.
First and 10, Drake from the 35-yard line.
The running back will be Christian Galvin. Well, they've got two running backs out there. Eli Stewart, the fullback's also out there. They're flanking the quarterback Bailey on first and 10. Play action, slant pass, got it to Radica across the 45-yard line, out to the 50 before he's wrestled down there by a couple of Morehead State players, one of them being safety Jackson Benjamin, the junior from Los Gatos, California. Gain on the play of 15 on the first down for Drake. Now going to stop. Right at midfield, the Bulldogs. Again, they'll go with that two-back set with the quarterback Luke Bailey in the middle. Two outside receivers left. Tight end to the right. Morehead State blitzing. Handoff right up the middle. Galvin found a seam and got to the 45 before he's stuck there. Strong safety Cooper Krizek along with Jaleel Holmes bring him down after a five-yard run. Second and five for Drake. Morehead State down 13-9 with 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Three receivers out to the left, tight end right, one setback, Galvin to the left of Bailey. Morehead State with five up front defensively. Bailey rolling left, sidearms it down the field, low and incomplete. At the 25-yard line of Morehead State, trying to get that ball to wide receiver Hunter Johnson.
It's third down.
Big time for Morehead State. Step up again.
Dylan Cook, junior defensive back, on the coverage for MSU. Yep, third and five. Drake at the Morehead 45. Galvin, the running back, to the right of the quarterback, Bailey. Wide out right, two left. Left slot, the tight end. Olthoff now motions back to the right. Four-man line, Morehead State. Here comes a full blitz. A lot of people coming. Pass to the left side. Going to be caught by Campbell. Went down at the 41-yard line as he tried to spin away from his defender, Cook. As he picked up 4 yards, but he'll be a yard short. It'll be a fourth and one at the Morehead 41 for Drake, just inside the 41. Boy, it's a big play here. Morehead State changing some personnel on defense.
Yeah, they're not.
Fourth and less than one at the Morehead 41. Tight formation. Bailey says someone made contact for Morehead State. The Eagles are offside. That'll give Drake the automatic first down near the 36.
Well, what you needed to do, Chuck.
Make them make a play. There's a middle linebacker, Keenan Wolf, who was a little bit too anxious.
Self-inflicted penalty.
First and 10, the MSU 36.
So move the ball down to the MSU 36. And if you'd gotten a stop on that play, you would have had tremendous field position. Drake will go with the I set. Stewart will be the fullback. Boylan, the tailback, on first and 10. From the 36, dropping back to throw. Bailey, deep down the right side, looking for Howard. Threw his hands at the goal line, incomplete. Pretty good coverage on the play, though, by Morehead State cornerback Ben Haywood, the junior from Fort Myers, Florida. Rallied back to the ball, and just as it was coming down, may have gotten a piece of it, but he was right on top of the receiver. Incomplete, second and 10.
Haywood's done a heck of a job in coverage today, guys.
He looked beaten, Tom. But he made a really nice move to get back to the football.
Yes, he did.
Second and 10. Drake from inside the 36 of Morehead. Bailey in the shotgun, back to his left. Three receivers right. Four-man rush. Boylan right up the middle. Getting a few yards. Closing in on the 31-yard line. A lot of Morehead State bodies there. I see Cooper Krizek, the strong safety, getting up along with the nose guard, Arvell Rogers. Mark it at the 31, so just about 5 yards. It'll be third and a long five for Drake from there.
That was Krizek's seventh tackle of the afternoon.
Three receivers to the right, one to the left for Bailey. Back to his right, Campbell in motion from the right slot, sets up left. Morehead State, four up front, rushing that. Bailey back to throw. Into the near flat to Galvin. They wait for him, and they'll get him for a loss back near the 33-yard line as Cook came up with help from Haywood, and they had him surrounded, and he couldn't get away. Morehead State with a big defensive play there. A loss of a yard back to the 32.
Fourth down.
Loss of a yard on the play.
So it's fourth and six at the Morehead State 32-yard line for the Drake Bulldogs. Morehead State again making some personnel changes as Drake will go for it here.
Yeah, it'd be about a 50-yard kick, 32, 42, and then add seven. Yeah, it'd be about a 49-yard kick, so they're going to go for it.
Two wideouts either way for Bailey. Galvin to his left in the backfield. Right slot, Campbell in motion. Morehead State, three up front defensively. Here comes the blitz as
delay
quickly
game.
Calling a timeout was great, just
game.
As the ball was about to be snapped. Yeah, Drake got the timeout before the play clock ran out.
All right. What do you want to do, Mr. Moros? Just keep it here?
Yeah, keep it here because I'm not trusting of the timing in regards to the officials on the field that we won't come back and miss a play, so I don't want that to happen.
You got me wondering how you do pronounce that Tennessee name.
All right, let's take a look at it while we've got a moment.
Well, we got to have a commercial.
Ootawa.
Ootawa.
That's what it looks like anyway.
It's near Chattanooga.
Which is a very pretty area of Tennessee.
Yeah, I'm looking at houses right now. That's
great. You planning to buy?
No.
You got something you want to tell all of us? Or?
No. Well, you know, you never know. I'll get the office Monday if my door is open. I'll work on day.
Well, here come the Drake Bulldogs, fourth and six at the Morehead State 32-yard line, the right hash. Two wide receivers right, Campbell the slot in motion. Two wide receivers left. Now they'll have three wideouts left after the motion. And now some movement on the Drake side. The flag goes down, and that will cost the Bulldogs five and move it back out to the 37. False start against Drake.
Well, that's a penalty you don't need if you're Drake.
Morehead State's defensive line shifted on the right side, moving a little bit further to the outside, and I think the Drake offensive line wasn't expecting that, and that's what precipitated the movement.
So it's at the 37, fourth and 11 for Drake, and they send on the punt team led by Shane Dunning.
So you're going to pooch it here.
Deep for Morehead State.
I don't know why you don't line up like you're going for it and let your quarterback pooch it like we saw this year already two or three times.
Interesting. Long count. Here comes Morehead State. Nearly got there. Bad punt. Helicopter kick hits at the 16-yard line. Now it's not a bad punt because it's rolling inside the five, and Drake downs it at the one, so it turns out to be an excellent kick.
Yeah, 36-yard punt.
Down at the 1 yard line. And that helicopter motion where it was rotating.
Well, that's what he wanted to do. He
around
wanted,
right to left.
Wanted to pooch it a little bit. I don't know what the definition of pooch is, because my pooch don't like to be kicked.
Yeah, most of them don't.
Kids, if you're at home, don't kick your pooch.
Found out the other day that we almost had a pet snake.
Oh, almost?
Well, I looked at the front carpet by the front door and saw this little black line in that carpet. I said, what is that? And as I walked closer, I said, oh, I know what that is.
That's a snake.
And I immediately stomped on his head and threw him outside.
He was
ejected from our home. Well, from his own end zone, in the shotgun is Cravens from his own 1 yard line, first and 10. Takes the snap. Here they come after him. He'll fire it deep down the right sideline for Daly at the 30, being held, overthrown, incomplete. Boy, oh boy. You can see it from here. His defender had a hold of his arm, but the official does not throw the flag,
well,
and that easily could have been a penalty.
He couldn't see it because he's on a different angle. Now, this guy over here could see it, but the...
That was quarterback Joey Lukrich, a graduate student from Utah. And he did have a hold of Daly's arm, but no call, and it's second and 10. Morehead State needs to move the chains a little bit. Right here, late in the third quarter, 1:05 to go. They're down 13-9. Back to his left, Cravens calls signals. Looking. Across the right side to the 4 yard line, to up, broke a tackle, got out to the 10 before he's turned back. They'll give him the 9 yard line officially, so an 8 yard play. Morehead State will be third and two from its own 9.
Eagles going with a double tight end set here, or actually a single tight end, but a larger wide receiver in the person of Harrison Cohen, 6'1", 205, almost the size of a tight end at this level.
Well, they've moved the ball up to the 10, so it's third and one on the 9 yard game. Cravens, and Morehead State with a big play here as he retreats to the shotgun with Lewis to his right. Wideouts left and right, two tight ends in there. Lewis off the left side, fighting, trying to get there. I don't think he got there. I think he barely got back to the line of scrimmage before he was brought down as Drake just overwhelmed the Morehead State offensive line.
Well, it's hard to run tackle to tackle.
Colin Shrimp, defensive end, knocked him down actually for a loss at the 9. Yeah, he had no chance to go anywhere.
You're one of your smaller backs, and we've come to the end of the third quarter. It's Drake 13, Morehead State 9, back after this break along the Eagle Sports Network.
A lot has changed since the first Clark's Pump and Shop opened in 1976. Things that haven't changed, Clark's Pump and Shop's commitment to the communities they serve and the exceptional customer service they provide. Go online at myclarkspns.com or download the mobile app for monthly specials, employment opportunities, and more. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel Clark's Pump and Shops.
There's a new flavor coming out of the Hardee's Craft Kitchen. Nashville Hot Chicken. Juicy 100% white meat chicken dipped in buttermilk, hand-breaded and seasoned to bring the heat. Try the crispy, spicy goodness of chicken tenders on a famous Hardee's made-from-scratch biscuit or a sandwich. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Hardee's new Nashville Hot Hand-Breaded Chicken is goodness in the making. For limited time at participating restaurants, exclusions may apply by time of day.
Well, Morehead State will start the fourth quarter with an apparent punt as they are fourth and two from their own 9-yard line. On the third down play on third and one, James Lewis losing a yard, but in explaining it, James didn't have much of a chance of gaining anything. He took the handoff and was met in the backfield as he took the ball. Kip Warren on the punt for Morehead State from his own end zone.
After you get the snap down, you can't allow a bad play here.
Galvin is deep at his 46-yard line for Drake.
Oh, no.
Now I've got a delay of some kind. Is there?
Guys, while we've got this pause, a quick update, another injury update for Morehead State. And not a good one. Caleb Ransour, the fine junior transfer running back, hurt his ankle a little bit earlier. He is done for the day, along with kicker Nate Hazlett.
They got hurt on the opening kickoff of the second half. And Ransour, as we talked about, is a real playmaker. He's missed right now by that Morehead State offense.
I hear that song. I just want to make a call to the bullpen. Mets didn't get to play that a lot this year, did they?
No.
You know, the most surprising thing was the Reds almost ended to the last week of the season.
Yeah.
So you have to give them a lot of credit. They took a lot of heat to begin with. Now they got a new president. About Cincinnati, they don't have a new president.
Coming into today, they still were mathematically still in the hunt for a playoff spot.
1 week ago, they were up 7-0 against the Pirates, and the Pirates came back.
9-0, actually.
9-0, okay.
All right, now here we go with Morehead State, 4th-and-2 from its own 9. Right under his own goalpost toward the back of the end zone, Warren will take the punch snap with, again, Galvin deep at his 45 for Drake. Here's the boot, a wobbler. Galvin backs up, catches it at the Morehead 48, gives ground outside the 50, comes back across the 50.
Football!
Off the football. Ball is loose inside the 40-yard line of MSU in a big pileup near the 38. And I think Drake may have come up with it.
We've got people coming off the field, and the rest of them are going after the football. Now you turn around and you go, That was close.
37-yard punt. The return, about 10 yards officially. Recovering the fumble for Drake was backup running back Luke Woodson.
Timeout on the field. 14:47 left to play. It's Drake 13, Morehead State 9, back in 60 seconds here on the Eagles Sports Network.
Are you having trouble with your Medicare benefit cards, such as utilities, grocery, and over-the-counter? The Porter Group Medicare Resource Center is here to help you with those issues. Call us at 606-780-1387, and we will be glad to help you with your plan perks, diabetic supplies, prepaid cards, and more. That's 606-780-1387. Find us online at PorterGroupInsurance.com.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Morehead, is the official hair salon of Morehead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-H-O-T-T. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hothead Salon in Morehead. Like them on Facebook.
14:47 to go in this ball game. Early fourth quarter, Morehead State trailing Drake 38-9. Morehead State had to punt on 4th-and-2 from its own 9-yard line. And Drake, after the punt, brought it back to the MSU 38. And the Bulldogs are in a real good spot here, field position-wise and score-wise. Morehead State's defense will be up against it, Jay, and they've got to find a way to make some kind of a stop here and give up maybe no more than a field goal.
You would hope they could come up with something. A turnover right now would be excellent. But
and Morehead State's defense has only forced one of those so far this season.
Now, that used to be a staple of that Morehead State defense, is being able to get the turnover when you need it.
The first turnover caused by the MSU defense was the interception last week by Jihad McCall.
I saw a nice article in the Auburn alumni on Star Hutchinson, former Morehead State player, who's now going to veterinarian school and will graduate with his doctorate. So, congratulations.
Out of the shotgun, back to either side. Handoff to the right goes from Bailey to Boylan, who's banged out of bounds by cornerback Caleb Lyons as he got inside the 35-yard line. Where did he go out? Looks like the 33, so he picked up 5 on the carry.
Yeah, but Star was an excellent player for Morehead State. Morehead State has a high rate of graduates to get in veterinarian school, whether it's Auburn or somewhere else.
Second and 5, right from the Morehead 33, taking their time with a 4-point lead. Bailey has Boylan to his left as he stands in the shotgun with 3 outside receivers, 2 left, 1 right. Takes the snap, play action to throw. Slant route.
Oh, is it picked off?
Yeah, it was by Cooper Friesek at the 25, or did he hang on to it? No. He got inside the receiver, Radica. And on the coverage was Caleb Lyons, but Krizek jumped the route and just couldn't hang on to it as he hit the ground. Boy, what a play. What an effort by Krizek. Now it's 3rd and 5. And you have to believe this is 4-down territory for Drake. A back flanking him on either side. Bailey in the shotgun with 2 wide outs to the left. Morehead State with 4 at the line, showing blitz and coming. Play action. Bailey back to throw, being chased. Throws it in the left flat, low and incomplete. On the coverage for Morehead State was the animal, Luke Bauer. Pass intended for running back Ty Hughes, and a great pressure by MSU. I believe that was Keenan Wolf, who was nearly to Bailey when he released the football.
Bauer did an excellent job. Just he was on his man, or the receiver. He could probably tell you what kind of chewing gum he had, because he was all over him and made the difference in that pass route.
4th and 5, Drake from the 33 of MSU. They'll go for it. A back on either side. Bailey sends 2 wide outs left. He has tight end to the right side.
Flag.
Splits out. Now a flag goes down. It's a false start against Drake, and that'll cost them 5 and move it back to the 38.
Right guard or the center moved a little early.
And so now it'll be 4th and 10.
I think they also had 2 men in motion at the same time.
And here comes the punt team, I do believe.
Yep, that changes everything. You go from
good job by that defense. Shane Dunning on the punt. Ryan Up will go deep for Morehead State. Stands at the 9-yard line at the far hash mark. Last time, Dunning pinned Morehead State at its own 1-yard line with a good punt. Snap, punt is away. A high one running right is up, watches it bounce at the 8-yard line, and a good MSU roll back across the 10, where it's down, it looks like about the 14-yard line.
24-yard punt, no return, and Morehead State with 13:50 to play, trails it 13-9 over Drake. Let's take a break here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Line X of Morehead is your source for Line X protective coatings, and now your source for Value Guard undercoating. Value Guard is a military-grade material that offers superior protection for any vehicle. First, they clean and condition the surface, fog all body cavities, then apply Value Guard undercoating to your vehicle. Platinum Series Line X bed coatings are also available. Line X of Morehead, just off I-64, exit 133. Online at lineXofMorehead.com.
Morning, noon, and bite. It's buy one, get one for $1 at McDonald's. Choose from a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage McGriddles, and hash browns. For lunch, enjoy a McDouble, McChicken, 6-piece chicken McNuggets, and more. Buy one, get one for $1. you can get two of the same item or mix and match them. Valid for product of equal or lesser value, cannot be combined with any other offer.
Available at your locally owned Healy Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Well, Moorhead State will start this next drive, not with great field position, but not like the last time when it was at the 1. It'll be at the Moorhead 14 first and 10 with 13:50 left to go in this ball game. The Eagles are trailing the Drake Bulldogs 13-9. We're talking during the break about Dayton. Drake?
When was the last time they came in here off a loss? But they, well, now my phone... They lost to St. Thomas, which is nothing bad about. 20-14 today.
For a game of game.
San Diego gave up 55 points, which I never, you know, they I guess I'll be nice. They forced their old football coach out, former football coach, because he was old. He was 80. He was your linebacker in the Chicago Bears.
Well, no, in the mid-60s, the Cleveland Browns. He went to Western Kentucky.
So they forced him out, and they've not looked the same.
Moorhead State from its 14 with a first and 10. Man in motion. Daly from the left is back to the pocket. Goes Cravens deep to the right side. Daly at the 40-yard line, overthrown. Incomplete. He was blanketed on the coverage by Kamani Wilson, the near side corner. So Moorhead State tries a deep shot on first down. Do you like that call? Or should they have gone for maybe something a bit shorter and worked their way up the field a little bit more?
I like the stuff over the middle. I know that the receivers probably don't like that, but it's just one of the things this Drake defense, you can get over the middle on them.
Second and 10, Moorhead from its 14 as Craven sits in the shotgun and surveys the defense. Five up front defensively. Drake rushing four as Cravens throws it deep to Daly down the right sideline, caught at the 40, up the sideline, and forced out of bounds near the 50 by the cover man, cornerback Tony Graham.
That was a BB, Chuck.
That was a perfect throw, 35 yards out to the Moorhead State 49-yard line. And that's a Whitaker Bank first down.
That was a BB.
That was a dart. That is an outstanding throw.
Yeah.
Touchdown. So Moorhead State now from its own 49-yard line in business, first and 10. Cravens a back to his left, three outside receivers. Play action down the middle. To Daly threw his hands up a 36-yard line. He was there, the pass a little high. Daly took a real shot from behind by free safety Tyler Radica. Went down, got up, it looks like he's okay. Incomplete. That looked like a catchable ball from here.
Yeah, he took a hard hit, and you're out there without a lot of protection on your route and take a hit like that. You want to come off the field and gain your composure.
2-by-2 set on second and 10, Moorhead State from its 49, and here comes the blitz late. Picked up, pass out to the left, caught by up at the 46 far sideline. Wilson wrestles him out of bounds inside the 45.
Great
the quarterback
job
at the 43. Yeah, sure was. So Moorhead State will face a third down and 2 after the gain of 8 at the 43 of Drake.
Third down and 2 to go.
MSU down 13-9 to Drake with 12:43 left to go in the game. Cravens as Harris has his running back to his left. Trips left, wide out right. Gives it to Harris right up the middle. First down, 40-yard line, 35, and knocked down there.
Uh-oh.
Safety Ethan Zager brought him down around the ankles.
He took his helmet off, the Drake player. He needs to take a break for a second.
8-yard gain, Whitaker Bank first down. That's what Rob Tenure is telling the official right now. Ball's at the 35 of the Bulldogs, first and 10, Moorhead State. MSU on the march. Harris remains at running back after that nice game there. He'll be to the right, now to the left of Cravens. Wideouts and slots either way. Shotgun snap. Cravens back to throw. Flushed out of the pocket. Being chased. Got a great block. Running to his right. Flagged down as he threw the ball away. Then he's knocked down well out of bounds. And now some extracurricular stuff after the play. Well, I thought that was a great block, but there's a flag down back at the 40.
Some of the offensive linemen came in to defend Cravens.
I thought he was tackled out of bounds.
So did Coach Rob Tenier. He is absolutely beside himself talking to the line judge here on the near side.
Boy, he is really giving it to him, too. Cravens was in that white area at the sideline, that broad white stripe. An illegal block against Morehead State. Boy, I thought it was a clean block. I think they said it was a clip. Now the ball has moved all the way back to the 50 in Morehead State. His first and 25. The officiating today has been questionable at best at times.
They just suck.
So the ball's back at the 50. That call certainly didn't win a whole lot of friends in the stadium.
Shouldn't. It should be louder.
Cravens will work from the shotgun. Look at a four-man line as Daly motions from the right outside. Now a three-man rush. Steps up in the pocket. Dumps it off down the middle, and it was tipped at the line of scrimmage and broken up by nose guard Nolan Korzenowski. He was looking down the middle. I think it may have been Daly who was there, but I'm not sure. So it's now second and 25.
Now you don't have to get it all on one play.
No. Or,
you know, you're going to probably maybe just have one more possession. So you're going to have to think about how Drake's going to take the football and run the football and run the football.
Just don't panic.
Yeah.
You've got two plays to work with here. Maybe even three.
Yeah.
Drake jockeying around in the secondary on this second and 25 for Morehead State at the 50. Cravens to throw down the middle at the 39. Low and incomplete. Radica, the free safety, had the coverage on Ryan Up, who made a valiant effort to scoop it but couldn't come up with it. Now it's third and 25. I like the idea on that play.
Now you got mass substitutions for Drake and Morehead State. Eagles go with a triple set to the right side.
Cohen is tight to the left. He's checking with the quarterback, Cravens, right now as Harris in the backfield. To his left as he's in the shotgun. Showing blitz as Drake. They've got five at the line. Now peeling off and rushing three. Cravens with a lot of time down the middle of the field. Up at the 25. Can't come up with it. He took some contact as the ball got there, but no flag on the play. The coverage provided by Will linebacker Jacob Thompson.
Chuck, it was bang, bang, but I do think the free safety was over Up's back before the ball was had reached the receiver before he had a chance to touch it.
Kip Warren on the punt on 4th and 25 from the 50. Christian Galvin deep at his 8-yard line for the Drake Bulldogs, who lead 13-9 with 11:23 left to go. Good snap, no rush. Punt is away. A wobbler to the left side of the field. It hits at the 21-yard line. Checks up there. Morehead State downs it there. Only about 29 yards on that punt. Jihad McCall was down the field for Morehead State, so Drake has it, first and 10 from its own 21, moving right to left.
Timeout on the field. 11:15 left to play in the fourth quarter. It's Drake 13, Morehead State 9, and this is the Eagle Sports Network.
When it comes to building, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Morehead is the place to start. We can help in every phase of your project from the ground up. Big Four has the lumber, trusses, and the metal or shingles you'll need too. In other words, bring those plans to us and we'll make that plan happen. From the kitchen cabinets to windows and doors, it's Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Morehead, helping Rowan and surrounding counties to build their dreams for over 45 years. Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Morehead. Ace is the helpful place.
The poet Robert Frost might have been thinking of Morehead and Rowan County when he wrote about the road less traveled. The sights and sounds of Mother Nature are here in abundance and they're waiting for you. Whether you hike, bike, fish, sail, camp, or water ski, we invite you to check out visitmorehead.com and see what's waiting for you off the beaten path in the beauty of the Daniel Boone National Forest.
We'll be right back. Well, Morehead State will play defense now after punting the football away. Drake from its 21, right to left, right hash mark. First and 10, 11:15 to play in the ballgame. Bulldogs lead the Eagles at Morehead State, 13-9. I'm Chuck Morales with Jason Blanton.
Don't forget Tom.
Don't forget my good friend Tom Lewis down on the field providing us with accurate and timely and very insightful reports from the sideline.
What's going on, guys?
Well, what's going on is we're down by four. We need to find a way to get the football back. Well, Bailey will come out there, and he'll be working from the shotgun with a back to either side. Morehead State runs on a late defender, defensive lineman Kobe Nile, the junior from California. First and 10 call, shotgun snap, handoff running right. Galvin got around to the corner and then forced out of bounds as he gets to about the 25-yard line. Keenan Wolf over there for Morehead State. Helping was cornerback Caleb Lyons. Let's see where they spot him out of bounds. Looks like he picked up six to the 27. So it'll be second down and four. Morehead State's defense could use a turnover badly right here. We talked about the Eagles have forced only one this season. Second and four from their 27 for the Bulldogs. Wide outs and slots either way. The tight end was the left slot. Rodriguez moves closer to the left tackle. Man in motion from the right. Off the right side, Galvin spins off a tackle. First down out to the 32. Gains five. Cooper Krizek, the strong safety, chopped him down at the ankles. But Drake will move the chains and use some more clock. 10:13 to play. They've had a lot of possession time today, Jay.
Yep, eighth tackle for Krizek. Four solos, one pass breakup. Wolf also with eight tackles for Morehead State.
Under center, Bailey toss sweep right to Boylan. Weaving his way through traffic, he's free. He's at the 40-yard line to midfield and knocked down finally by Krizek as he got just inside the 50 in the Morehead State territory.
On the possession, Chuck, you were asking about is the fact that it's almost evened up. 26 minutes and 50 seconds for Drake, 21 minutes, 55 seconds for Morehead State. Just Morehead State not putting anything on the board.
19-yard run there gives Drake a first down at the Morehead 49. Bailey, a back to either side. A wide out and a slot to the left. Now they'll run a double slot. And it's coming to the near side. It's Hughes, Taj Hughes. Right up the middle, Galvin. Krizek comes up from his strong safety spot and nails him right at the line. Like he may have been blitzing on the play. No gain.
I know Krizek has had kind of a quiet early season so far, but I don't think there's a safety, at least not a strong safety in the PFL, that's any better at guessing run versus pass and reading things so well.
Yeah, I would agree with you, Tom. Second down 10 at the Morehead 49 for Drake. Bailey will be under center with a wing right, wide out left. Tailback behind him. Galvin hitting the backfield twice, spins away, still spinning and still moving the ball forward, and he finally went down, it looks like, at the 46 as he got a hard 3 yards there. Jaleel Holmes, with help, brought him down, but MSU looked like they had him dead to rights near the line of scrimmage.
Just couldn't wrap him up and put him down.
Well, another third down situation. And Morehead State's defense looking for the stop here. The ball's at the MSU 46, third and seven for Drake, who leads by four with 8 minutes to play.
13th time they've had a third down.
Empty set, five outside receivers, shotgun snap coming to Galvin. Morehead State coming with the blitz. Galvin in the pocket trying to get away, flushed out to his left, still running, looking back to his right, fires it to the sideline. Was it caught at the 37, yep, or was he out of bounds?
It caught at the 36-yard line. Gain of 10 and a first down. Just a little too much. Allowed.
Didn't see who made the catch. There are a lot of bodies at the Morehead State bench area that I couldn't see through. On the defense for Morehead State, who made the tackle and was on defending end of things, Dylan Cook, the junior from Tucson, Arizona, out of the secondary. So Drake moves the chains, first and 10 at the Moorhead 36. Too much time for Bailey to find the open receiver there from the left slot, man in motion. Play action. Bailey throwing deep. He's got a man in the end zone. Dives and can't come up with it. He was wide open talking about Mitch January, the outside left receiver, and he had his defender fall down, Caleb Lyons, and he was all by himself in the end zone and couldn't hang on to it. Incomplete. What a break there.
Lucky on that.
That should have been a touchdown.
Taj Hughes was the receiver who caught the football to give Drake a first down at 36.
Second and 10, Drake from the 36 of Moorhead State. Hunter Johnson, along with January, split to the right. Now they'll empty the backfield, move everyone as wide receivers. Four wideouts for Bailey. Quick toss, bubble screen left, and what a tackle right there in the open field by Moorhead State's Luciano Corpora Ellis, the redshirt freshman cornerback from Woodstock, Georgia, banged down the receiver, Taj Hughes, right back at the 37-yard line for a loss of one. And it's third and 11, Drake at the 37 of Moorhead State. Defense looking for a stop here. In the shotgun, Bailey has Gallman to his left. Slot left, wide out left, two wide receivers right. Bailey being pressured, dumps it off. Got it to a man who brings it down to the 30-yard line. That was Galvin, who was brought down shy of the first down. I think that was, again, Cooper Krizek with the tackle for Moorhead State, the strong safety. But well short of the first down. 7-yard play. They'll be fourth and four at the 30.
Fourth down. All right. At the 30, it'll be 10 yards. It'll be 40 and 47 yards. So, yeah, you go for it. You don't kick. Kind of have to add 17. Everything.
So it's fourth and four. Drake at the 30. Big play here, and a timeout taken by Moorhead State as they had some confusion in their defense. With 5:36 to go, the Eagles are trailing by 4-13-9. Drake fourth and four at the 30, and head coach Rob Tenure wants to be sure that he's got the right defense out there and the right play call.
Drake with 327 yards in total offense. Moorhead State with 263. The breakdown, Moorhead State with 170 in the air, 93 on the ground. Drake 180 in the air, 147 on the ground. Penalties, Moorhead State's been whistled 3 times for 30 yards. Drake 6 times for 29. Drake has one more first down than Moorhead, 15-14. And in fourth down conversions, both clubs 1 of 1 in this game on fourth down conversions.
And those are things by the numbers, sponsored by Whitaker Bank.
That's your wrecking ball.
Yeah, right now, Moorhead State defense looking to be a wrecking ball on this fourth and four for Drake at the MSU 30. I like that timeout there, even though it leaves MSU with only one to go in the game. This play is too big not to be sure about.
Well, after what we saw last week on a defensive play towards the end of the game, I wouldn't take any chances.
Bailey is not really a runner as a quarterback, Jay, but he is very elusive in that pocket. He's always able to buy time a lot of different ways.
One time this afternoon, Luke Bailey, -8 yards. Of course, that was on a sack. But in the air, 21 of 32, 180 yards, and one touchdown.
So what do you do defensively here? Do you play it straight up, or do you come after
it? I play straight up. I wouldn't let anybody get behind me. I mean, you may send one or two, but you force them to make the play.
Moorhead State has got some pressure with the blitz today, but let's see what they dial up here on this fourth and four for Drake at the Moorhead 30.
Come on, this is the game.
Luke Bailey, the quarterback, has Galvin to his left, the running back, as he stands in the shotgun. Wide out left, two to the right. Moorhead State has a lot of people near the line of scrimmage right now. Bailey with the long counts, movement along the line. Bailey back to throw. Blitz coming. Pass out to the right outside. Campbell can't come up with it at the Morehead State 23 as he left his feet. He was open, but could not come down with it. Cornerback Caleb Lyons providing the coverage for Morehead, but Campbell had the ball slip off his fingers for the incompletion, and Morehead State's defense holds, and the Eagle offense will take over at its own 30, first and 10 on the changeover of possession.
And as flustered as defensive coordinator Andrew Strobel was in the first half, his unit's pitching a shutout here since halftime.
5:32 left to go. MSU down 13-9, has the ball 70 yards away from pay dirt, first and 10, as the offense comes out, led by quarterback Carter Cravens. Cravens has three receivers to his left and one to the outside right. Harris in the backfield next to him. Bradley West from the slot, far side in motion. Back to throw Cravens with the pocket collapsing. Throws it out to the right sideline at the 40, incomplete, as he just had to throw it away under pressure. Daly, the intended receiver, he was covered and well covered by cornerback Joey Lukrich.
Second
and 10. He really had no chance to set his feet and make a throw there.
14 of 30 for 170 yards now. Two wideouts to each side.
Harris to his left. Two by two set. Four down linemen for Drake. Man in motion up from the far outside right. Here's a pass down the middle. Caught at the 45 by Up. Inside Drake territory. Gang tackled as he got to the 47-yard line.
Up went in motion. Came across the middle. Cravens found him and a big first down for Morehead State.
23 on that play and a Whitaker back first down. Morehead State sets up shop at the 47 of the Bulldogs with 5:02 left to go. Three receivers left, one right. From the shotgun, Cravens, Harris, who is right. Here comes the late blitz. Pass to the 40-yard line. Up another catch. Down inside the 40.
That's
first down,
first
I think, at the 37.
Oh, I don't know. They spotted him.
They moved it back.
Yeah. But now, if you're more at state, you don't have to rush.
C.J. Grisar had the coverage and made the stop out of the Drake secondary, but it's just short of a first down, about a 9.5-yard gain. Morehead State will be just outside the Drake 37, second and short.
Yeah, you do not have to rush. You got 4 minutes and 44 seconds and a timeout. Now, you know, if you're Drake, you want to play heads up. If you're Morehead State, you got plenty of time. I don't know if you right here, probably think you run the football, get the first down.
You know, the one thing that looms large, Jay, is the missed extra point by Morehead State at the end of the first half. Drake also missed one.
But you can't really, you know, blame the kicking game because the kicker was out and been out since then. But, you know, usually you do have some backup that you could rely on, as we've seen over the years.
So Morehead State, second and less than a yard outside the Drake 37, working from the left hash. Three receivers to the right and one to the left for quarterback Carter Cravens. He has Harris on his left flank.
They want the clock to run.
Play action to throw. Pass left, looking at the sideline.
Oh, no.
And it may have been picked off at the 15. It was intended for Tillman and picked off by cornerback Joey Hughes.
Carter Cravens' pass is intercepted.
Holden Hughes, that is, I'm sorry. Taken right down at the 15-yard line there. And Morehead State's first turnover of the day, the first turnover by either club, gives Drake the football with 4:37 to go at its own 15.
Man, some of the people have decided we've seen enough.
Yeah, I liked your idea about just using clock and running it and getting the first down and then living to fight another day, but
yep,
that's not the way it worked out, so we play on.
Yeah.
MSU will send the defense back out there, and Drake obviously will look to chew up clock if it can. They'll go with the eye set, two wideouts to the left side from their 15. Boylan, the tailback, dots the eye. Bailey under center, the quarterback. Second man through right side, Boylan, trying to get to the outside. Ridden out of bounds for a loss by Keenan Wolf back inside the 15. Wolf shot the gap and made a good defensive play. And looks like he's down at the 14 officially, so a loss of one. Second and 11. They're content to spend some time in the huddle. Morehead State has just one timeout left. 4:09 to go. Drake by 4, 13-9. Now, Bailey back in the shotgun with Boylan off his right side. Two receivers left, one right. Morehead State loads up at the line. Bailey will throw, looking, firing it deep. He's got Rodriguez, the tight end, at the 40-yard line inside Morehead State territory, carrying tacklers forward. Broke free. He's to the 30, 25, 15, and down at the 7 by a hustling Jaleel Holmes, outside linebacker. Came all the way back from behind the play to make a tackle. But, oh, man, that's a heartbreaker there for MSU. That's about 80 yards. First and goal, Drake, at the 6, and if they score any kind of points here, that could be it for Morehead State.
Well, with 3:24 left, you know, I think they'll run a couple of times, but, you know, they may. 80 yards exactly, Chuck. Rodriguez from Bailey, 80 yards, and now Bailey has 260 yards in the air this afternoon.
Offset eye in the middle of it, in the pistol set. Bailey, two wideouts right, one left. Fakes, runs right, looking to throw. Hemmed in, and he slides down for a loss back outside the 10-yard line. Buddy. Noah Benza right in his face.
But he slid down inbounds. The clock keeps on running.
Back at the 12. So it's a loss of 6.
You take the sack. You got the lead. You'll take the loss of yardage, but you keep that clock running now down to 2:40.
Well, if they score a field goal, Morehead State is still within 7. But a touchdown here probably kills MSU. Ball back at the 12, second and goal. Bailey with Boylan behind him in the pistol. Three outside receivers right now. Boylan splits out to the far side. Back to throw. Bailey throws it to about the 7. Sliding catch try there by the tight end Oltoff. And did he make the grab? Looks like it was complete at the 8, so they got 4 yards back. Third and goal at the 8.
He caught it.
2:02 to play.
Timeout.
Morehead State, their last.
Yeah.
2:02 left to play. Morehead State here next week at Jane Stadium, taking on Dayton. 1 o'clock start. We'll be on the air at 12:30 for Drake, as I tried to look and see. They'll be hosting Valparaiso in Des Moines. That is a 1 o'clock Central time kickoff, so 2 o'clock Eastern time.
Jay, I wonder if our drive to the stadium for next weekend's Dayton game will be as adventurous as the one to last year's Dayton game.
We had fun, didn't we? It snowed. You couldn't see the field. While some people were in a heated press box somewhere, we were out in the snow. He didn't care. He has that look, Tom. We've both seen it. I don't care.
You got paid. What are you complaining about?
Not me. So,
well, 3rd and 8. Drake at the Morehead 8. 2:02 to play. Morehead down 13-9. In the shotgun is Bailey, shifting his tight end from left to right. Galvin is back to the right. Morehead State blitzing as Bailey retreats to throw under pressure. Deep to the end zone. Leaping catch try broken up in the end zone.
Good defensive
Jahan McCall, a free safety, got back there and knocked the ball away from the intended receiver. Wide receiver Zach Gray, who looked open. The ball was in his hands, but flying over there, McCall could jar the ball loose.
25-yard field goal attempt. Now you block it. Block it and run it back.
Dunning will try the kick out of the hold of Luke Woodson from the right hash. He'll draw it back to his left if he can. Snap is a good one. Placement down. Kick is away, and it's good. So with 1:54 to go, Morehead State now trails by a touchdown and an extra point, 16-9 to Drake. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Morehead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs at 1695 Flemingsburg Road in Moorhead has something for everyone. Dine-in, carry-out, and catering available. They have tender steaks, mouth-watering ribs, lunch specials, and an inspired kids menu. On Wing and Wednesday from 4 to closing, there's dollar bone-in wings and 75-cent boneless wings. For dessert, enjoy four styles of yummy Cheesecake Factory desserts and much more. Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs in Moorhead. Call 606-783-0467.
Drake kicks off after the 25-yard field goal by Shane Dunning. It's 16-9 Bulldogs on top of the Eagles. Only 1:54 to go on Morehead State getting the football as Schrader, the left footer, will kick off for Drake. Deep is up. Also back there for Morehead State, Daly, and here comes Schrader. Hits it high and not especially deep. Daly takes it near the 9 far side, running to his left 20. Weaving his way out to the 25-30 and out of bounds close to the 40. Nice return by Kyle Daly in a clutch situation. Kyle Daly with a good job there.
1:47, no timeouts.
So Morehead State will have decent field position, no timeouts to work with, but 1:47 on the game clock. Ball is at the Morehead 39 after that 30-yard return by MSU's Kyle Daly. Harris will be the running back with Cravens, who will be in a throwing situation from here on out. Two wideouts either way for the redshirt sophomore. Three-man rush. He retreats to the pocket down the middle of the field. Tried to get it at the 50 to Ryan Up. High and incomplete. On the coverage for the Bulldogs was C.J. Grisar, the junior safety from Waukesha, Wisconsin. Second down, 10. Clock stopped, 1:47. Well, it still says 1:47. There had to be a couple of seconds that ticked off.
I don't want to say 5 seconds went off the clock.
So drop it down to 1:42. Oops. Error. Well, now it keeps running.
Yeah.
And it says 1:40. Morehead State needs every second it can muster here to get down the field as they'll wind it all the way down and back around again, it looks like.
Wind it down and around.
There we go. It's at 1:42. Three receivers right, one left. Quarterback Carter Cravens back to his left. Four-man rush, make it three. Pass out to the near flat for the 40. Caught by Up, straight forward he goes. Dives out to the 49-yard line. Middle linebacker Lyndon Howell brought him down, but Morehead State will have a Whitaker Bank first down right at the 49-yard line on a gain of 10. 1:32 left to go after that 10-second play.
They should have stopped the clock. Now, whether they did on the first down or not, now they're all chicken. Checking, not chicken. They're all chicken. They're all checking. Oh, no, I'm from Eastern Kentucky, ain't I?
Well, Morehead State trying to march back and get a touchdown and an extra point on the board to tie things up. As Tom mentioned, maybe go for two. Who knows? Cravens got the play from the sideline. Heads back on the field and with 20 seconds on the play clock, stands back there with two wideouts either way in the shotgun. Back to his left, three-man rush, Carter to throw. Down the right sideline, his man slipped. Ryan Up at the 35-yard line went down. The ball sails over his head, incomplete. Strong safety Caleb Bowling was providing coverage out of that Drake secondary.
Second down.
1:16 to play. Not sure Up would have caught it or not, but after he slipped and fell, it was all elementary from there. No way. Second and 10, Morehead from its own 49. Cravens Looks at the blitz from the left outside. Pass to the near side. Up. Up turns it to the inside. Now gets out of bounds near the 43 of the Bulldogs. Forced out on the play by cornerback Joey Lukrich. And they'll say give him the 42-yard line. So a gain of 9. It's 3rd and 1. 1:11 to go in the game. MSU in great territory.
10th catch for Up this afternoon. 130 yards and one touchdown.
3rd and 1 at the 42 of the Bulldogs. Shotgun snap. Cravens on the keeper up the middle, and he stops short. Back at the 42, actually lost yardage, I do believe, by defensive tackle Jake Shipley got there. And
clock running.
Clock running. 59 seconds to go. Morehead State.
This is
the
it.
42, 4th and 1. Still. Cravens gets his offense set with a 2-by-2 set. Back to the pocket. Looks to the right sideline to Daly. Behind him, incomplete at the 25.
No flag.
And Joey Lukrich on the coverage, and no flag on the play, and it looks like Drake will take over and run out the rest of the clock with 44 seconds to play.
One play, victory formation, and the Bulldogs come in down and beat Morehead State. Morehead State now 3-11 against Drake.
Victory formation for Drake at the Bulldog 42. 44 seconds to go. Under center, Bailey takes the snap and drops back and takes a knee. Handshake start.
Always a good sign, though.
Ball's back at the 40. Just one more play will do it. Again, the victory formation. Bailey, again, a drop back and a knee at the 38-yard line. And that will do it. On that second down play, we'll end it as we wind inside 10 seconds to go.
Hard-fought game this afternoon, Chuck.
Clock runs out. Final score from Jane Stadium in this PFL battle. Drake 16, Morehead State 9. I'm Chuck Morales with Tom Lewis and Jason Blanton. Coming back with our post-game show here in 2 minutes on the Eagle Sports Network.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers totally free checking for business and personal. Open your account online at www.tcbanytime.com or stop by any of our 5 banking locations to get your totally free account open today. The Citizens Bank, with totally free checking for everyone and a free gift. Member FDIC.
The views are breathtaking. The experience is hands-on. The instruction is personal. The programs are nationally ranked. The atmosphere is welcoming. It's all here. All in one unique place. At Morehead State University. All to help you soar higher.
Can't make it to the store? Play the Kentucky Lottery online, any time of the day or night, anywhere you are in Kentucky. Just download the Kentucky Lottery app or play at kylottery.com. You decide where and when you want to play. Play the Kentucky Lottery online, anywhere, anytime. More games, more chances to win. Hey, anytime is playtime. The Kentucky Lottery, fueling more than $4.4 billion in scholarships and grants. And please play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
We know you'd rather not be listening to an ad, but if you have to, a mini ad is better. Maybe even a Pepsi mini ad. Still all the flavor of the full-size thing, just minier. Pepsi Minis. That's what I like.
Pepsi Zero Sugar has a new, better flavor. A Zero Sugar Cola has never tasted this good. It's delicious, it's refreshing, and it's so good you'll need to try it for yourself. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Zero never tasted so good. That's what I like.
Well, Morehead State falls. Tough one here today as they lose to Drake by a final score of 16-9. Jay, opportunities for Morehead State to win this game, just couldn't cash in. A good overall defensive effort, but just not enough offense.
2 weeks in a row, had a chance to win the football game, just couldn't get the big play when we needed it or when we wanted it, and thus you drop your second straight PFL game. But let's take a look at the scoring. Drake jumped out to a 7-0 lead on Boylan's 64-yard run. Point after kick was good. 14:01 left to play. Just about 59 seconds into the first quarter, Drake led 7-0. Never did give up the lead. They extended it to 13-0 on a 15-yard Luke Bailey's pass with 10:31 to play in the second quarter. Morehead scored on a 4-yard pass from Carter Cravens to Ryan Up at the end of the first half. Made it 13-6 at that time. The kicker was hurt, and then Brandon Hayes had to come in. The failed kick was no good. It was 13-6 at the half. Morehead State then pulled to within 13-9. Thomas Swartz on a 27-yard field goal with 5:06 left to go in the third brought it to within 13-9. And then it was Drake securing the win. A 25-yard field goal from Shane Dunning to make it 16-9 as Drake wins it. We'll come back. We'll have more postgame after this break. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
In this world of constant updates, downloads, apps, and smartphones, it's a relief to find simple, easy, basic solutions. My name is Mitch Terrell with First Federal Savings and Loan, and we've been keeping things simple since 1963. With one-on-one interaction, we streamline your lending and savings needs. Come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Morehead, or call us at 784-4187 and be a part of our local experience. First Federal Savings and Loan. Simple, easy, basic solutions. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Morehead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Morehead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Morehead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Your glass installed the right way.
Help us celebrate our local farmers in the upcoming harvest during the largest tractor parade in Kentucky, the 20th annual Fleming County FFA Tractor Parade. Join us Friday, October the 6th at 1 p.m. in downtown Flemingsburg. All supporters of agriculture are welcome to participate or watch along the 3-mile parade route. Lineup is at the Farmer Stockyard. Last year we had over 250 entries, so arrive early. The parade prayer and the national anthem take place at 1 p.m. in the town square. Retired ag teacher Mr. L.C. Skaggs is our grand marshal, and we expect guests from across Kentucky.
See you Friday.
Morning, noon, and bite. It's buy one, get one for $1 at McDonald's. Choose from a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage McGriddles, and hash browns. For lunch, enjoy a McDouble, McChicken, six-piece chicken McNuggets, and more. Buy one, get one for $1. You can get two of the same item or mix and match them. Valid for product of equal or lesser value, cannot be combined with any other offer.
Available at your locally owned Healy Family McDonald's in Morehead and Owingsville.
Welcome back to Jane Stadium. Morehead State drops a 16-9 loss to Drake this afternoon at Jane Stadium. Taking a look at some stats. Morehead State with 16 first downs. Drake with 16 first down rushing yardage. Drake with 29 carries, 136 yards. Morehead State, 24 carries, 93 yards passing. In the air, it was Drake for 264 yards. Morehead State with 229 yards. Total offense, Morehead State had 63 plays for 314 yards. Drake, 65 plays for 400 yards. Morehead State punted the football 6 times for 37.7 yards. Drake, 4 times for 35 yards. It was Boylan, 15 carries, 123 yards to lead the Bulldogs this afternoon. Cravens led Morehead State, 11 carries, 64 yards. Luke Bailey, 23 of 36 in the air, 1 touchdown, 264 yards. Carter Cravens, 18 of 39, 221 yards, 1 INT, and 1 touchdown. Defensively, Cooper Krizek led the way, 10 tackles for Morehead State. Drake 16, Morehead State 9. Stay tuned. Jeff will have MSU coach Rob Tenure after this two-minute break. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Fall into savings all this week on many of your fall favorites at Allen's IGA. You'll find USDA whole pork shoulder butt roast is only $1.99 a pound. Our family mac and cheese dinners only 55 cents, and the 24-pack of 12-ounce cans of any Pepsi product is just $8.99. Folks, that's just 37 cents a can. Falling prices at Allen's IGA, downtown Moorhead. Visit Allen's website for money-saving coupons. IGA.
You know, nowadays it seems like nothing is built to last. Like phones, appliances, cars, computers. But the new Michelin Defender 2-tire is designed to outlast. With a quiet and comfortable ride, you'll have the confidence you need on the roads, whether they're wet or dry. So, goodbye to short-lived, and hello to something that lasts.
Shop Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmont Drive, Mount Sterling.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat-screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Moorhead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the home-style chicken sandwiches. If you've got a craving for a Frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Moorhead.
In the postgame show, welcome back to Jane Stadium. Moorhead State falls in this PFL battle to Drake, 16-9. I'm Chuck Meraz, joined by Moorhead State coach Rob Tenure. Rob, another heartbreaker today for your ball club.
Yeah, tough game. Pretty equal both ways, except for time of possession. They really controlled the clock the entire day. I think that when you look at all the stats, that's the big stat of the day. And we sucked on third downs again today, and they possessed the ball for 36 minutes, and that was really the stat that described the game and the reason we lost the game.
Well, and another thing is, you and I have talked about it, the defense giving up big plays, and big plays especially in critical situations like third downs, and that seemed to be a real issue today.
It was, but you know what? They played good enough to keep us in the game, and we just couldn't get any rhythm offensively today. We're really struggling up front on the offensive line right now, and we got to figure some things out. And just figure out what our identity is going to be moving forward. So, and we're not, it's not the end of the world. We were playing good football, and today we just won them games, and we just didn't play like ourselves. And I think Drake dictated a lot today, and you know, that doesn't feel good at the end of a game. So, a little disappointed with that, and we got to figure out some things heading into a big matchup versus Dayton next week.
Yeah, really close to a lot of good things on offense today, but it just didn't happen. You moved the football, and certain things just didn't work out.
Yeah, got some guys nicked up, lost a couple good weapons offensively today, and when I think we were three of on third downs, it was something
three
bad.
Three of 12.
Yeah, same as last week, and we can't win like that. So we got to figure out what we're gonna do on those downs. We got to be able to either, rush the football a little better on the early downs and make those third downs a little more manageable, and we got to make some plays. But way too much pressure on our quarterback right now. Way too much.
That's what I was about to say, that he was throwing under duress a lot, running for his life, and to his credit, that there were times that he took off to run when he saw nothing down the field. A couple times it looked like he might get some big gainers, but he was cut down near the line from behind. But at the same time, you know, we talked about Carter Cravens and his growth. We still see that today through the interception late, but at the same time, you know, this guy has been playing under a great deal of pressure, but at the same time, you know, I love the way he plays the game.
Yeah, he's playing really tough, gritty football right now. That's what I'll say about him. And you know, he's got a lot of good ahead of him. And we just got to figure out how we can support him a little bit and get some better plays and figure out again. I really don't know what our identity is right now offensively. We got some really good weapons, but the last couple of weeks we've really struggled getting into any rhythm, and we just haven't been very good on third downs. And that's really, really the reason we struggled the last few weeks. So, again, we got to figure that out. We rushed the ball a little bit better today, not as clean as I'd like it to be. But we got to figure out those third downs for sure.
Well, Dayton next week, Morehead State's biggest rival in the Pioneer Football League. And if you're looking to get your team back up, you know, when you say Dayton, that shouldn't take too much effort.
Yeah, I already laid that out for him this, after our post-game meeting there. And no red around the facility this week. We're gonna go to work and get ready to play a good football team. And hopefully we can get better and find a way to win one here at Jane Stadium.
All right, Rob, thanks so much. Appreciate the time on the postgame.
Thanks, Chuck.
16-9, Morehead State falls to Drake at Jane Stadium. Coming back with more here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. We live in the communities we serve and work diligently to serve the needs of our neighbors. Hi, this is Michelle Skaggs, loan officer at the Northside Branch location. Stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Trusted, tried, and true. Those three words represent the highest standards for Kawasaki Mule side-by-sides. Trusted means being built strong and built to last. Tried means being put to the test by hardworking people doing the toughest jobs. True means staying authentic to roots that run 30 years deep. Kawasaki Mule, the definition of trusted, tried, and true. Available at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling. GatewayCycles.com.
A lot has changed since the first Clark's Pump and Shop opened in 1976. Things that haven't changed, Clark's Pump and Shop's commitment to the communities they serve and the exceptional customer service they provide. Go online at myclarkspns.com or download the mobile app for monthly specials, employment opportunities, and more. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel Clark's Pump and Shops.
The Porter Group is a different kind of insurance agency. We do more than just Medicare. When was the last time you had your life insurance reviewed? Do you have the new kind of life insurance? We will review your whole life, term life, final expense, and universal life policies. We can help you with them all. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review. That's 606-780-1387.
Chuck Mraz along with Tom Lewis and Jason Blanton back at Jane Stadium. Morehead State falls to Drake 16-9. The Eagles now 1-3 on the year, 0-2 in the PFL, looking ahead to action next week at home against Dayton at 1 p.m. Time now to name our MSU star of the game, and that would go to senior slot receiver Ryan Upp, the junior from Leesburg, Virginia. A good day catching the football. 10 grabs for 130 yards. One touchdown, a long of 34, and Ryan Upp is our MSU star of the game. Special thanks to our producers and engineers back in the studio, Mr. Ian Corbin and Mr. Owen Monday. Again, Morehead State at home next week at 1 o'clock to take on Dayton in PFL play. Airtime along the ESN will be 12:30. For Tom Lewis and Jason Blanton, I'm Chuck Mraz, reminding you the final score today from Jane Stadium, 16-9. Morehead State falls to Drake. So long, everybody, from the Eagle Sports Network.
You've been listening to Morehead State University football on the Eagle Sports Network.
MSU football broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Moorhead, Giovanni's, MSU, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, the Kentucky Lottery, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. By Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass Pawn, Clark's Pumpin' Shop, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hardee's, Hinton Mills, Hothead Salon, Linex of Moorhead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Healy Family McDonald's, Moorhead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Reno's Roadhouse, Right Way Auto Glass, St. Clair Healthcare, Wendy's of Moorhead, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Tune in all season long for Moorhead State University football on the Eagle Sports Network.